up. Know the words yet? How's this white power? Well, just listen to the words. It's fucking whiteness. Go find you a woman, men. Go find you a woman. But you'll end up singing some sad songs every once in a while.
You're gone, babe, I'm too good for you.
Yeah.
I'm missing.
Oh shit, I see some fire.
I know. We'll say the same thing.
Get your shine box bringing out some fire in the chat.
I don't care
without any. Take a sip, then I'll let that rip.
So don't call, talk about nothing.
Oh.
So many times.
Afraid to sing.
I figured it out. Now
we're through. Give me a ring, you nuts. Let's do some work.
I won't give up. I know.
Oh shit, I better start the tank. Damn it!
I don't care about winning.
I'm never late. What the hell?
So don't call.
Dragon Fox version. I've been away too long. What's it been? Like, 5 fucking nights? What's up, Creeks Marine? It's about time you get yourself one of these right here. Bam!
You're gone.
And nigger, I'm too good for you. That's right, nigger.
I
put your name. Put that neck under my boot.
Don't give up.
Don't give in. Don't try to struggle because you just can't win.
I know.
Your niggas are dying. Anyone who's counter signaling violence is fucking lying. And talk about nothing. Because you gotta be about it. Don't talk about it, just be about it. That is Desire with Don't Call. I heard there's like a live version, man. Let me see this real quick. The curiosity's got me. Whoa. She's aged pretty well, man. Because that's like a 1984 song. And now she's got to be about 55 or 60 years old up there wearing latex and shit. Are you kidding me? Hey, she's still going. This was taped 4 weeks ago. This was 4 fucking weeks ago. That bass is throbbing. I think I'd go see her, you know? That's right. Are you like, are you just going to start the show already? No, I'm not. Not yet, because I got in the mood, and that means that we have to go to. Let me get in here into the hard drive and let her rip, Tater Trip. One good time to get the Ben Tankland juices flowing. Throw it up, Bannon.
New representative Warren Bober, getting frisky.
In here, throw it up, get
have
live,
you ever gotten a movie
up,
theater hand job?
That's right, Derek's my fucking guy. If you have a problem with it, take a fucking hike.
Call my way out, get no load. I know, we'll say the same thing.
This song? Hell, I don't know.
So many times I've waited for you.
That's right. Did I put my
love
on a jigaboo? Gonna mow, yeah, pick a bell of cotton.
Won't give up. What's up, everybody? Let's get this off of here. Right there. Put that away. Bring this.
I'd say it's fairly obvious that you're with me.
Yeah, that is awesome. Anyway, it's Desire and You're Gone, and it's really a fucking cool jam. And I can't get enough of it. The original, the Dragon Fox version, all of it, man. What's up, Craig's Marine, the brandest, newest VIP at the Tankland Show. I'm in a great mood because I'm streaming. You guys know how much I love to do this, and you know that my community took a wallet.
Hell yeah,
holy
really?
Shit, Black Hawk Bill.
Tankland Live, late night, pro-white infotainment that isn't. Run by Jews.
That's right, it is not.
Run by Jews.
And neither is Black Hawk Bill, and you can take that shit to the bank. He is the original moderator of the Ben Tankland Show. Thank you so much, Black Hawk Bill. Very appreciate it. Looky there. I might even put this back on tonight. I don't know. It's been scary days around here for us Christ-loving men. I'll tell you what, I'm just playing. I kid.
Bruh.
But do I? I don't know. We are not going to get into that dramatic shit. There was a race yesterday. Well, first off, I apologize for not being around. We were underwater, power surges in and out. I couldn't count on 3 or 4 hours of solid connectivity. So therefore, I just, I watched a lot of stuff. We had lanterns on. I got a generator. We kept stuff going. Watched a lot of stuff on my tablet. I came out here and watched some streams. You guys might have seen me in there. In a few. I was even out here during my streaming time, and I was poopy pants, man. I was poopy pants because I wanted to stream. You know, this is a release, especially when it's raining for a week solid. You get cabin fever, man. And, you know, I love the outdoors, but look, when you live in the outdoors, like you can just go out to the outdoors. It's right there. You live all around it. It's all around you, I mean. You tend to not say, well, it's fucking raining like cats and dogs. I think this is a good night. Hey, Marlene, it's fucking pouring. Let's go out and check the trail cams, honey. You know, it's just that's just not the way it is. What's up, Polar Beard? Good to see you, my brother. I'm Ben Tankland, and I name the Jew, and you should, too. And here we are streaming live on GoyimTV.com. Hold on. I should have a little fun with this. I'm so... Sometimes, see, I'm not spicy,
I'm not, you know, I can do some fun things.
Hey, well, GoyamTV.com.
GoyamTV.com.
Breaker 19, we got you, GoyamTV.com.
I just, you know, and on X, which I'll cut out at 12:30. That's right. I got a stream going over to Rumble, too. There's some Rumble folks that they like me. And you know what? They don't have a fucking problem with me. I don't have a problem with them. Shout out to you. There's four or five of them over there. I see White is Right hanging out over there sometimes. Rice Cassettes is over there. Who else I see over there all the time? I see some people that are forbidden in some places. Yeah, Polar Beard. I was underwater. The fucking power outages were crazy. They had a tornado not touched down, but it hit and damaged part of the fucking circuit we're on. Really? What's up, Jaeger?
Good to be here again with you all, /.
Thank you very much, my man. Good to be here. It's great to be here. And you, for all of you who were impacted by the storm, much worse than me. I just got flooded and dealt with some first world problems. Like, I can't take care of my lawn still. You know what I mean? Thank you again, Jaeger. It's watery. Everything's fucking waterlogged. And I'm way behind the power curve on getting my yard looking the way I like it to. You know, I prefer being out in the country where I used to live, but now that I live in a little suburb area, I can get the wild man out over at the hunting property, but your yard is your first impression. If someone drives up to your house and you haven't taken good care, I mean, I'm not saying you have to have some green, perfect shit. No, but I mean, you weed whack, you edge. If you've got a paved driveway, you should edge it. If you don't have an edger, you should turn your fucking weed whacker around and fucking put a strip on that. That's white man shit, right? We're not building rockets. But when it's just been raining for day after day after day, right as you're just getting ready for the first fucking good mow. Yeah, man, now I see shit that just, I just looked at my yard and I'm like, oh God, it's horrible. I want to get out there and do some lawn work. You guys like doing lawn work? I mean, it's something that my dad was always proud when he would come home off the road and just, he loved to go out and, well, he made us do a lot of the strenuous shit because that's what dads do, you know, like make us mow the lawn. But he supervised. He liked to be out there supervising and spraying poison. Because back then, you could spray some poison. It is the old days. Not that Monsanto shit. I'm talking like, they called it like, nowadays they call it eraser. You know what I'm talking about? Not that D49 shit. Jaeger, I still don't have a riding lawnmower. I've got a yard that requires a riding lawnmower. But half of the second backyard is about to be remote control radio dirt tracks. So, and the other half's an archery range. So we're going to be, I'll still be pushing along. And it's good exercise for a fat guy like me. But yard work, you know, my pop, he was proud of it. It's a thing it's something everyone wants to have. I mean, that's the real American dream. Owning a home, having a family. That's the old school American dream. We're up against the wall now where the American dream is white survival. How about that? You know, niggers out, Jews out. Yeah, that is truly a dream. But just fucking surviving. 40 acres and a mule, that's the Negro dream. Everybody needs 40 acres and a mule. My dad hated horses, but man, he loved mules. He didn't trust a horse because he got bucked off one when he was a teenager. And he said that he was a good person. And that horse was a shitty judge of character, so they couldn't be trusted. Yep. My dad, that was his folksy wisdom. I know what kind of man I am, and that horse bucked me off, so they can't be trusted because I'm a good man. That was, oh, Pop, man. What I wouldn't give to just fucking hang out with him. Sit there and let him smoke a cigarette and me not bitch and cry about it like some pussy. Let him get vent like a man. Talk to him like a man. Talk to him about all of our wins and losses in life. That's what we got, wins and losses. And how do we take them? Do we gloat on our wins? And do we cry over our L's? You know, everyone, you need to be proud of your accomplishments. reinforce what took you there. And when you fail, you should feel a sense of disappointment, but you should also improve, be able to dissect why you failed. That's an important thing in life, whether it be a simple task or you lost your job or your home. I mean, that's a, wow, that's a, yeah, you can do it literally with everything. A divorce, yep, you can find out where it went wrong. Well, no, we just kind of grew out of love. No, Negro, you weren't in love. Yep, I'm giving out love advice around here. I do that shit. I give out unwarranted fucking advice. You don't ask, and I'm giving it. I'm saying don't take it. Don't take advice from me. I haven't done shit in life. I just did a regular man's life, right? I did my part in my little, in the micro, and I'm still active in doing my part in the microcosm of life, right? My little self in my little area. What can I do? I'm naming the Jew. I'm doing activism. Having some great conversations. Definitely not on X, because that's fucking gay. You'll get AIDS if you hang out in X spaces for more than like 45 minutes. I'm telling you, it'll happen. Like, I got a timer on. Normally, I've already fed up, feel like puking, vomiting, throwing something through a fucking window, choking somebody within 10 minutes. But sometimes I can make it about 25 minutes on an X space just listening. I don't fucking have anything to say. They'd ban my ass. Too real for those guys. You know, puppeteers like puppets, right? I'm not a puppet. You can't put fucking strings on this motherfucker. And I would just fucking wreck shop. There's so many faggots that are hanging around this community. It stinks. It's sickening. And they're like, you know, if any of you guys hung out or got any buddies that are fucking outlaw bikers, I mean real outlaws. I love outlaws. My best friends are outlaws. My best friends are guys you don't fucking... You know, they're not keyboard warriors or anything like that at all. Oof, hell no. Far from it. They hate keyboards, for one. But you know they had, like, hangarounds? Well, men of fucking action, when guys are hangarounds and they're, like, fucking dick suckers and ball washers and shit, they hate those people and they denigrate them. And they kick them away and they remove them. They don't like ball washers. But for some reason, this movement... Our community has so many parroting dick washers. I see guys changing their lifelong convictions in a fucking 48-hour period because someone yelled at them and embarrassed them. Somebody with follows might have embarrassed them and called them a name. Call me a name. Hunt me down. You won't get 300 meters than me, you fucking try-hard motherfuckers. Won't even get 300 fucking meters close to me. Come hunt me down. Shit. I've seen all that bullshit, and yeah, trust me, it fucking makes me sick, too, to my stomach. But let it be known, Christ is my king, my faith will not shake, and I invite anybody to hunt me down, because you've never hunted a man before in real life in the first place. There's a lot that goes into it. But the biggest thing is the afterwards. After you've done it, how do you handle that? You don't know it. You don't even know what that's all about. All you tough fucking guys out there, all you fucking tough guys. Now, not the dudes that fucking yank their gums and say what they did in combat. They didn't do shit either. Those guys are fucking liars. Believe me. When you actually do what you say you're going to do to all these fucking people, it's going to change your life. And there's a great percentage of you that will not fucking be able to handle it. I've seen the toughest fucking blokes cry and vomit at the sight of having to go out and get shot at again. These are the tough ones. Then I've seen the little quiet pussy guy go out there like a Mad Max killer. So you never know. But you know one thing is for sure. The loudest fucking barking fucking dog has a glass fucking jaw, and it just takes one swift quick kick right across the bottom to shatter that motherfucker. And men of action don't talk about it. They don't sit around and hem-haw about how badass and based as fuck and tough they are. I do have to listen and watch and hear about it all day. I've literally just disappeared from being active in any type of white nationalist community, anything, because it's blackpilling. Don't judge others. I'm not. I'm being judged. I'm keeping my mouth shut like a good goy. But you have my addresses. I'm doxxed. Come on down. And I'll tell you one thing. I've been on a lot of fact-finding missions. We called them brainstorming missions, whiteboarding sessions, brainstorming sessions. You had to plan a big event, do a whole bunch of cool-ass shit, right? And when you have those things, you're actually bouncing ideas off of one another. You're finding facts. You're discussing things, right? It's called fact-finding or brainstorming. What never happens, and if you lived in the real life world, any of you guys, most of you, all you in the chat, you've actually partaken in real life activities, meaning you've been in a job where you've gone to work every day and you've had bosses and coworkers and meetings and discussions. You've had differences of opinions and differences of personalities around a fucking desk, and you hated it and you still hate it, and I hate it too, but it has to happen. What never happens in there are people ganging up on other people to have differences of opinions, because that's what happens in prison. Animals in a cage act like that, right? White men don't act like that. They don't fucking gang up and pounce on another one with the popular opinion of the day. Trust me, those opinions are going to change. Just set your clock. It's April 7th, 2025 here, and in 1 year, you're going to hear a whole different fucking tune coming out of the echo chamber. That's why I am a soloist, and I will remain a soloist. What does that mean? Polar Beard will do activism with me. I'll do activism with Polar Beard. Polar Beard and I don't pray the same. We don't give a fuck about that. We got each other's back like chiropractic, and you can take that to the bank. And where am I going with all this? I just don't want you guys to get as disheartened as I have been by everywhere you go. You feel like everything in your life that you've built and become successful upon is being shit on by people who haven't fucking lived life. Can you dig it? Live it. No fucking 45-year-old bachelor is going to fucking tell me about real life and faith ever, ever. Hunt me down. Oh, the replay will go up. I don't give a fuck. Clip it, send it, DM it. I don't care. It's not going to happen. Ever. With no kids. With no goddamn kids. Watch out. I'll be pissing off motherfucking old nigger Nick Nation Review if I fucking start talking about no kids and stuff. You know, you're not going to breed away. You're not going to outbreed it. It's not the point, you fucking faggot. I'm not going to go there. See? That's real smoke. That's real smoke. Here's my point. I'm going to fucking make it. Christ is my king. I don't care who yours is, but I'll never fucking shit on yours either. I'm a grown-ass man. Niggers are fucking stabbing kids at fucking track meets, and you're going to tell me I worship some... Well, you don't know what I worship, because you don't know what's in here. And I'll tell you one thing. All you faggots that have never had faith in your heart, you can't explain... Have you ever been around someone who's got, like, some spirit in them? Whatever, no matter what God or how they pray to, however that is, but they have it, and you don't. Let's be honest. I remember never having that feeling inside me, and I'd see people that had that feeling. I was like, holy shit. That's not an act. That motherfucker is full of the fucking joy of fucking life, man. Whatever it may be. For me, that moment came at a very personal time. No human being standing in some fucking pulpit in a building made of bricks or wood or whatever, telling me how I should pray, read a book that's been rewritten, stamped on it. None of those motherfuckers told me what came into my heart and fills my heart to this day. And that's faith. And I saw this shit coming. I saw this shit coming, and I started hammering it in the 88 precepts. Didn't you guys? You know who saw this coming, because I actually have lived life experience. See the fucking waves getting created. And I'm like, wait, y'all don't want to go down that road of religious. That's going to divide and conquer a movement like it always does, because you guys don't understand faith. You just understand religion because you read some books. But you obviously don't know anything about living life. And being around people that have real faith that want to murder you because of theirs. That's crazy. That someone has that type of faith so fucking full of it that they hate you for it. I mean, kudos to them. I hate those doom coons. I'm talking about sand niggers, Muslims. And, you know, a guy like me, what do? I read the Orlando. And I also know that it's a collection of stuff that was mostly passed on orally. So I know that anyone who claims to be an expert on that also doesn't know shit. Just like anyone who claims to be an expert on the Bible, they don't know shit. Anyone, they don't know anything unless they're the fucking living, breathing, walking gods themselves walking around, okay? And if you can just say, you know what, damn, dude. Well, that was fucking easy. That's right. That's how easy it is. Nobody fucking knows a damn thing. And we all know that religion's made by a man. It's a guy who takes faith and he says, let's write some rules for this faith. That becomes religion. And that becomes something you should wad up and throw in a fucking fire. It's fucking poison, no matter who it prescribes to. All of them. And then you say, well, how can you say you Christ is your king, and but you hate Christian? That's faith. All types of people wrote about a guy. I choose, that moved in me. You don't think that I feel the fucking spirit and passion of my ancestors when I read some awesome-ass passages in the Orlando? Of course it does, and it should move you too. That's called being mature. But it also, I mean, it'd be crazy if you have true faith in your heart, no matter what faith it is. It's got, if it's genuine, it doesn't leave or get replaced. The faith in your child will never be replaced. How many parents do you see support their fucking kids when they kill someone in a DUI? And they know they're wrong and they're so mad and they're broken and they're broken. And they're there every day at fucking court supporting their child. And they probably want to wring his fucking neck. But they still have faith in their child. Now, you can't take that from them, right? You can't take that faith from someone of their kid. You can't take someone's faith in their business that they're putting everything into. And man, they just know it's going to fucking happen. They're behind the fucking eight ball. They got a giant fucking mountain of debt. And they're just, man, they're just, it's just going to hit. And then you can't tell them, no matter what kind of fucking data you show those guys, are you picking up what I'm putting down about faith? You can't tell that guy his dream and his passion is not going to fucking work. And if he fails and you say, I told him so, he's not going to stop trying. And then and when he fucking succeeds, he's going to say, I had faith. He didn't say I had magic powers. He just had this fucking feeling and spirit within him that he was going to fucking do. He was going to do it. He was motivated. He had passion. And that passion can be about anything. But when that passion leads you to fucking literally just counter signal half of everybody you love, you might want to understand what you're talking about. Are you talking about faith or are you talking about religion? And if you don't know the difference, don't talk about either. And just go white power somewhere. All right, say hi to everybody. Sorry about that opening. Sorry about that. Hey, that wasn't a rant. That's just me. Hey, Emily Yukis is pedo. Do not ban that account. All right? I'm telling you right now. As a matter of fact, bolts. You can say whatever you want about them. Don't say anything about the owners of the fucking this platform. You can say whatever you want about me, too. I don't say anything about any streamers on GTV except Psycho Driller. He don't count. What's up, Patagonian Hitler? Yeah, man. Nose noticer is a noticer. Basin Awake is one of the greatest noticers. We have hot dogs for sale in this chat sometimes. All right, let me say hello to everybody. Patagonian Hitler, cultist every single time. Boy, don't I know it. Bleach Kanye. It's almost 30 minutes in and I haven't done anything. Emily Yukas is pedo. What a great fucking name. Mawa Man, Grim 88, White Power Ranger. And yeah, sometimes I do shit just to piss off people that cry about stuff, right? I don't have a dog in that fight. I think Alfred is fucking terrible and disgusting. I think that the guy who made the Toxic Avenger is a disgusting, filthy fucking kike, and everybody agrees, okay? And that's her hero. her words. Mama Man, Grim 88, White Power Ranger, Busco Crusader, Tango Alpha Vector, Lionheart, Based and Awake. Gosh, he can spot a Jew from 6 miles away. Zenix, Jaeger, Stellar J, 1488, Brian B, Willy Woffin, everybody. Willy Woffin, you weren't here the last time I was on a stream, whenever, I don't know when that was, Thursday, maybe Friday, hell. But, I showed a clip of that faggot Greg Abbott, the Shabbos Goy governor of Texas, and I said, listen, Willy Woffin, he's not in the wheel, Willy Woffin. This motherfucker is banned. Where are you at, Willy Woffin? I think you're already asleep. I was like, he is not a member of the Willy Woffin, never will be. Bad Woffin, nose noticer, he can see him. Nighthawk, he calls me dragon. Holy crap. And ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't prepared, but I will be prepared right now, and it might get loud. But we have another VIP in here because my VIPs are different than most people. Not bad. That's right. Van Hylen 651. Cody TTO, Ephemeral, what is going on? Polar Beard 88. That's my brother from another mother. And the one and only Black Hawk Bill. He is based. He's always awake. He's never asleep. He is spotting Jews. He is shaming jigaboos. He's telling foreigners to get the fuck out of the country. He's owned by his own faith and nobody else's, and you can't take it from him, and he's not.
Run by Jews.
And you can take that to the bank, everybody. Thank you for watching. Hey, Snafu the Hateful, what's fucking going on, man? There's one of my friends over there. That's right. We just have fun around here, right? I'm nothing special. I'm just a guy that fucking is pissed off that he can't mow his yard. So take what I say with it. It's Vivian. Take what I say with a grain of salt. And remember, too much salt is bad for you. I hope you like my little lampshade. And let's go ahead. I want to start tonight off with Kike Flyer. All right? Kike Flyer. We love Kike Flyer here at the Ben Tanklin Show. And Kike Flyer is base, okay? I do love flyering. And I'm not, it's not for everyone. It's for me. I don't mass flyer. I do 100 here or there selectively in random neighborhoods where people pay taxes and mow their fucking grass and paint their fucking houses. You know what I mean? White neighborhoods. That's right. And I've been known to put some stickers on private property with permission only. And of course, I'm known to have a book printed by Kike Flyer, and he's even got a contest. They're even printing out special edition competition contest books. All right. Kike Flyer and the Kike Flyer crew printing out stickers. Look at these stickers here, right? Do you think this is going to just get taken down? No, it's not. It's not. Okay. Now, I told you I'm not some spicy, provocative dude. I am in your face if you fucking disrespect me. I'll show you spicy. But that's not my job. And as an activist, I'm not a spicy activist. I'm just a regular fucking dude, so sick of these Jews, niggers, nons, just like you. And I happen to have extra time at night and some internet fucking stuff, and I fucking yak about it. I'm a gum bumper. Most important thing I do is actually the real life activism handing out flyers, talking to people, going to rodeos, going to stock car races, going to places in my area where white people are. You know, I'm not an anon, obviously. And it is not a feather in my cap for the ADL to print my fucking legal name. It actually sucks. But it's over. And I'm not ashamed of my worldview, especially in this community around here. You know, and I do. If you don't get a little disappointment in you when you talk to someone you truly respect and they just can't get over the Jew, the Jew problem. And I've had it just as many atheists not be able to get over the fucking Jew problem as non, mostly because of they're more data driven into where we go into their whole culture. There's a reason that they're only in certain industry.
Let's go.
Who was that? And see, Entropy did it again. It was Secured Party, and Entropy has been doing that from time to time where it cuts off. Bastion is on top of it. Shout out to Bastion. That's another paper boy and activist. He's an activist before he's a streamer. Fuck yeah, Tanklin. Flyer throwing, flag waving, nigger dragging, main gun blasting boss right there. Hell yeah. Thank you very much. I've already donated my donations for the whole month of April. You guys are based. I don't do it for the money. That's awesome. Like, I just look at if I need to try to make my stuff better, then that's what I try to do. But, you know, I also have an ammo fund, okay? You can donate $25,000 to the Tanklin Ammo Fund. I just want to see if someone will clip this. So I'm desperately seeking for you to buy me some ammo, guns, all kinds of survival equipment. Just clip this shit here and put it out there. I'm fucking with you guys. I got my own shit. You know I got my own shit. Hell, what do I got out here tonight? I got the little 5.7 with the MRDS. I like fast shit. I like kinetic energy, man. Fast bullets, obsidian tip fucking rounds. Traveling so fast out of a hand cannon. It's so fast. What's up, Anastasia? And thank you again. Thank you again, Secured Party. I like that, Secured Party. I think there's, you know, I hate to counter signal anybody's BAFO casting Priz. What's up? Is this the real FAFO new account? Is this my white brother FAFO casting pearls? Is that the real FAFO with the new name? I think it is. I'm sitting here waiting silently. You know what? I should have hit the cricket button. I need to put the cricket button on the stream deck and not over here on the virtual board. Because crickets, I'm not a soundboard. I mean, I like to do them very sparingly and at the right spot. But just in case, I want to make sure I get them bolts in. And if I find out it's the real FAFO, I'll get them wazzy. But so, like I was saying, Kite Flyer is my guy. I am a fan of throwing flyers. I will be continuing to do that and incorporating stickers and flyers into my signage. You know, I love the signs. I love the yard signs. I'm the yard sign guy. I want to see more people doing it. It's not hard to do. They are kind of pricey. If you do it on election years, man, around election time, that shit's cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. But, okay, I think, is that the real one? Okay, good. There we go. We were on a delay. Bam. All right, so without further ado, you guys can get a hold of Kite Flyer. At Hitler Was Right Zog, at Hitler Was Right Z-O-G, at Hitler Was Right Zog on Telegram. You can see the description. See the link in the description below, as well as a way to donate to the Kite Flyer Fund. Because if you're like me and your Cash App don't work, other people Cash App Flight Kite Flyer, and that covers him to ship me some stuff. Oh, Roger that. Maybe you should rephrase that. He suggested you change it. I know you're too base to have another man make you do anything. So without further ado, let's see Kite Flyer's new video. I see there's a Michael the Truth Machine Weaver sighting in here. I can't get enough of that. That guy is so base. He's been doing it for years. Let's go. Shout out to Kite Flyer and the Kite Flyer crew, and happy birthday to Anastasia's husband, Mr. Happy birthday. He got the works, man. Homemade cake. Dinner full, tummy. And yes. My birthday is this month. I will be 50 years young. 50 years of experience, actually only about, I'd say 15 of that was a fucking total Rolling Stone outlaw. Even while I was active duty, I did some crazy shit in my early years. You know what I mean? And then once combat kicked off, you know, I've never drank in the field, never drank on that, like deployed or anything like that. Once the shit got regular and real, I straightened up until the end. Until the end there, the last couple of years, 3 years in Georgia, man, I was fucking getting in fights every other weekend out of a fucking rally or something. Or just getting crazy. But, you know, it's been a fun ride. I didn't know if I was going to make 50. I really didn't. And now every day is a blessing. I'm thankful for each day, and I make sure I say it out loud. I lead my family in prayer. The X broadcast ended. That means that they need to make an account over on Goyim TV and join the base chat with yo man, Tank B. That's right. Tank Benlin. Dan Banklin. So, obviously, the great huge news story that's still driving. Well, I didn't turn this up. There we go. It's a little bit better there. Obviously, guys, the story is driving everything. The narrative right now is the nigger who killed Austin Metcalf. Rest in peace, Austin Metcalf. I don't care if you called that kid a nigger. You should have. And so with that, there are lots of discussions. We've had that discussion. We talked about it that night. I showed the clips. I showed all the clips I wanted to show about the story. And we spoke about, I mean, whenever the woman said, why did this happen? I immediately showed the George Wallace footage at the door of the University of Alabama being forced to allow niggers to go to school with whites at the point of a gun and a presidential order, not a vote of the people. But in the wake of this tragedy, active clubs have gotten active. Obviously, that's redundant and retarded, given the levity of the situation. They have taken to the streets to voice their anger, doing banner drops, doing other types of activism. And this first clip I'm going to show is from White Lives Matter USA Michigan. You know, we love our guy Faison Flint. At least I do. Big man up in Michigan. White Lives Matter up there. Always giving us the fresh, hot take. Make segregation not only great, required, but only temporary. Incentivize reimmigration radically. Okay, this is the time where I'm going to tell you to look at the disclaimer below. Now, I'm no thought leader. I'm just a regular fucking guy. And if you said, hey, Tank, what the fuck do you think should happen to all these fucking nons? I say, well, they need to fucking get reimmigrated. We should incentivize all of them to fucking go. We already know how many trillions we fucking waste. Let's fucking seize all this Federal Reserve fucking Jew money and ship all their asses back. Hear me out. I wouldn't spend a dime on them. Hear me out. And race traders, of course. And you got time to think about it. Your option is to be a beast of the field, which you were born and bred to be. And know it that if Europeans ever wish to colonize the continent of Africa, they will, and they can, and they should. And so that means radical. Fucking radical. So after the incentivizing, you say, or else. Beast of the field or under the fucking field, nigger and non, all of yous. Those are your options. Incentivize the reimmigration and know that you're not fucking safe ever from us. If we want to fucking make Liberia white, we will. If you got fucking minerals that we want, we can take, we will. It's natural law. You weren't created to be around us, and we weren't created to be around you. So be it. You have what we want, defend it. We need it, we take it. If we can agree to trade, fine. You don't have to live with us. Radicalization, right? That's radical, isn't it? Or else, nigger. Or else. Beast of the field. There's going to be plenty of them that would rather be here fucking working for fucking slave wages. And yeah, they'll get fed and housed and not fucking whipped. That's too much energy. You either. Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, report the give, send, go for that nigger that's fucking got like $100,000. That's some bullshit. How many fucking Jews and white people have given that? How many people are giving state tax money back into that shit? It takes 2 minutes. Baffo, thank you for dropping the link. Hit that link. Report it. You know what? I'm going to do it right now. All right. Reporting a campaign. Yeah. Where's that campaign at? I know the link of the actual campaign was in here too. That nigger man. You know, and of course his dad's crying and racism and this, but it so what? I'm glad. I wish the kid was racist, but we all know what has to happen. So you can go and you can talk to Lucas Cage if you want to talk about peaceful coexisting. You can go to FTJ Media if you want to fucking cohabitate and work together with all of these fucking Io Kamathi and brown fucking people. See, I'm not cooperating. You can go do your thing. Hate the Jew. I wouldn't turn my back on a nigger. I don't care if he shot 10 fucking commies in front of me. I wouldn't turn my back on a nigger. People don't even like to turn their back on niggers in uniform, man. So this nigger has $200,000 and the family of the murdered white boy, Austin Metcalf, his family has $80,000. That's where we are. You know, there's so much prophetic, this is prophecy. It's prophecy about the way people are fucking scared to be racist, scared to support white survival. Because it's not up for debate. White genocide is real. Replacement is a fucking soft bullshit term. Still, I'm saying it's one of the best clips I've ever seen. Retro did it for HT about not using their fucking language. How people would turn their heads and shrug their shoulders and not be outraged when a nigger can cry that his son fucking stabbed a fucking kid at a school on school property. And of course, there's more to the story. They had beef. They had fucking beef. Yeah, young men having beef. Who would have thought that could happen? And like any low impulse, low fucking self-control, low IQ, shit-skinned fucking chimp, he brought a knife to a fucking verbal fist, at the most, a fisticuffs. And murdered a fucking white young man. And they burned our cities down and fucking people were not furious. So what should it take? Should we all talk? Should we just talk and talk to niggers and other nons about how we can end this? No, they burned the fucking cities down. You want to talk to them? Well, that's just BLM. It's Jewish funded BLM. What about the base ones like, oh, come on? No, they're niggers. Okay, they're niggers. What about the 20% Jew? He's a Jew. What about the 20% nigger? He's a nigger. Okay? I'm not purity spiraling levels of whiteness. If you're a fucking nigger, you're a nigger. And that nigger needs to fucking be put under the electric chair. White Lives Matter. They had enough of it.
The Frisco Memorial High School community gathered tonight in grief after the stabbing death of a teenager at a track meet.
Another teenager, a student at Frisco Centennial, is now charged with the murder. 17-year-old Austin Metcalf's twin brother was at the track with him. His family says he died in his brother's arms. Fox 4's Amelia Jones spoke with the teen's victim's father and is live in Frisco tonight. Amelia.
Steve, Heather, 17-year-old Austin Metcalf had a bright future ahead of him. He was a leader on the football field and a scholar in the classroom. His dad told me he's holding on to memories and leaning deep on his faith as he tries to wrap his mind around this senseless tragedy.
He was going to turn out to be a great individual and impact this world with positivity.
17-year-old Austin Metcalf was voted MVP of the Frisco Memorial High School varsity football team. The linebacker held a near-perfect GPA and was in the National Honor Society.
He was on the right track. He was doing everything right. I was so proud.
Jeff Metcalf never imagined that his son's future would be cut short.
I'm still in shock.
Wednesday morning, Austin Metcalf was at a District 11 5A track meet at Kirkendall Stadium. Around 10 a.m., Frisco police say 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony stabbed Metcalf in the chest after some sort of fight. Jeff Metcalf says it was Austin's...
You know the fact that his mom and daddy, well, he didn't have a dad, that his fucking nigger's mama, because the last name was Anthony, named him after a fucking... nigger fucking sports ball star Carmelo. And you know his mama named him that because she liked the fucking candy bar Cadbury. It's a pretty good candy bar if you're into that type of thing. I can't have, if I look at that, I'll gain a pound. But chocolate and caramel, pretty tasty combination.
Twin brother Hunter Metcalf, who tried to save him,
and his brother was holding him, trying to hold the blood in, and he passed. My son watched his brother die in his arms.
It's unclear how Anthony got the knife into the meat or what exactly led up to the fight.
He put it in his backpack and took it to the meat. He had beef with that guy, and he went and provoked him by sitting in his fucking team's area.
Anthony is now facing first-degree murder charges, and Jeff Metcalf...
it was the best weekend ever.
Is only left with memories.
I was able to watch and be blessed so much. But having such a, both my sons are amazing.
When Jeff Metcalf was diagnosed with cancer 9 years ago, his boys were his strength. Now cancer-free, it's his faith that's keeping him strong.
And when I kissed his forehead today, as his body was cold, I ran my fingers through his hair. I told him it's not goodbye. It's see you later. I'll join you at some point too, son. You just beat me to this place.
Wednesday night, the family's church opened its doors for the community to gather for a prayer vigil to honor a young man whose life touched so many.
But I know he's with the Lord. And I take comfort and peace in that.
In our conversation, Jeff mentioned that he hopes his son's death brings changes to security so no other parent has to go through this. Memorial High School will honor Austin tomorrow during second period, and counselors will be available.
His brother was holding on to him, trying to make it stop bleeding, and he died in his brother's arms.
Austin Metcalf's final moments, his dad says, were spent in his twin brother's arms.
And I rushed up there, and I saw him.
Saying what caused the... inside Austin's family.
He's a leader. He believed.
Athlete who was in grieving alongside Austin's family, who are remembering the high school junior as a bright student athlete who was MVP of his football team and had a 4.0 GPA.
He was loved by many. He was a leader. He believed in God. He was a great kid. Made me the proudest father in the world.
Clockwork crew. What am I going to say that I haven't already said? Shout out to those two people. Clockwork crew was in on it too. Boy, it's blackpilling. We'll get to some good stuff, but I'm going to show you These are positive responses to this. What are we going to do? Okay. So what are we... I hope that his death change. What's it going to change? Safety measures at the school? No. Niggers should not have to be around white people. That's a change. Freedom of association. No nigger zones in full effect. Shout out to Clockwork Crew. Rest in peace, Michael Austin Metcalf. We will make sure your death is not in vain. April 2nd will be added to our calendars to honor you.
The rules have changed. There's a fine line between right and wrong. And somewhere in the shadows, they send us in to find it.
126 Actual. Target is in the main house. You have execute authority.
Bravo 6. Going dark.
Bravo 6, going dark.
Bravo 6, going dark. Let's fucking go. All niggers must fucking die.
We're down here. We got five niggers.
Okay, five niggers moving that way.
Okay, now I can't hear myself anymore. It really fucks with me. I don't like self-monitoring. I used to until I get this new setup, and now it's easier for me to just talk and hear myself. That was great. I'm so black-pilled over all this shit that I just thought I'd turn on the black ops filters and start just doing some voiceovers because, oof, these fucking niggers, they're not going to let up. Just wait until the next useless piece of shit nigger gets killed by a white cop. Or not even, or has an overdose while a white cop has his knee on his back. Well, Patriot Front activists from Network One assembled in front of Frisco's Municipal Center to deliver an address on the recent murder of Austin Metcalf. This singular event is just a glimpse into the larger chronic issue Americans face around the country, which only nationalism has the practical answers to. To this end, Patriot Front is organizing communities to their for their safety, men for their vitality, and the nation for its sovereignty. I butchered that. To this end, Patriot Front is organizing communities for their safety, men for their vitality, and the nation for its sovereignty. Submit your application today. And I'll drop that link. Biggity bam. Yeah, where's Derek? Where's Derek Chauvin's pardon? You know I need to shave. It's just, hey man, when it gets all, when the weather's like this, I just, ugh. All right. So, I mean, drop this over here in this, just in case anybody in the Rumble chat wants to see, I drop that link. All right. Okay. Double check everything. Make sure everything's going good. Looks good. Let's just do an update. What's up, Niggerballs Johnson? All right. You got Storm Bogle just going on live. If I'm not everyone's cup of tea. You still have Maskless Mac. HT still on. Good old Moon Man Mac doing a Maskless Omi stream. Shout out to Moon Man. Shout out to Storm Bogle. Get your hate on. Those guys are awesome. All right. So that's, and of course, oh my goodness. As always, no, he doesn't. The 24-hour history stream is not going. But you know when it is, I'll let you know. Okay, so let's get this Patriot Front clip.
Austin Metcalf was stabbed to death at a track meet in Frisco.
17-year-old Carmelo Anthony now charged with first-degree murder.
There are so many unanswered questions about why this happened.
Twin brother told Fox News
Willie
he did
Waffen.
Everything he could to save his brother's life.
And when the arresting officer said he had the alleged suspect in custody, Anthony replied, "I'm not alleged. I did it."
Fucking nigger. Always with their gun pictures, too, these fucking niggers. All right, I'm going to do this without commentary. Just let it play.
Patriot Front is here in Frisco, Texas, because a young man was murdered just days ago for no other reason than that his attacker was a savage, incompatible with civilized society. Decades and decades have been spent teaching us that race is not real, that enough money can be spent to change the laws of nature. All the while, we are told to turn a blind eye to race in the hopes that eventually, somehow, diversity will become a strength and multiculturalism will cease to be anything other than a utopian fantasy. It would be one thing if this political theory of race-blind egalitarianism was a harmless falsehood. But every single day, we persist in this delusion as a country. People are dying. Not just dying, either, but being killed by a criminal underclass of racial aliens. So our questions are these. To all the parents of Texas and America, how many more will need to be sacrificed upon the altar of race-blindness? Will it be enough when it is your own child? How much of their blood will stain your own hands for standing idle with full knowledge of the issues we face? Is burying your children a preferable alternative to being called a racist? Americans, our people, descendants of the European race who discovered, founded, and made this country great, face a simple choice. Continue to watch in horror as our best and brightest are butchered to bolster a politician's talking points, or stand up, say no, end the bloodshed, and return peace and reason to our communities. We've made our choice, and we are working tirelessly to build communities of patriots nationwide where families can prosper in safety. This noble cause has elevated every aspect of our lives. It has granted us purpose and means to effectually improve the world around us. Our choice is made. It's time to make yours.
This is a fantastic edit, man. This is a fantastic edit. Great edit. Great job. Signal, not noise. I love it. Wake up, white man.
The world has a population of 8 billion. It is estimated that 30% of the world population is of African blood, which is roughly 2.4 billion people. It is estimated that only 10% of the world population is of European blood, which is roughly 800 million people.
Fucking keep it rolling. Brand new from Volksview Media. Heading towards midnight. I got some content for days.
We are a people marked for destruction. The enemy's agenda is our demise as a great people and slow decline in humiliating servitude. They want us to waste away, not to make our heroic final stand. They don't want you to have a struggle that would give your life meaning. Tough shit. White people have beaten worse odds, and we've never been known to go down without a fight.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears.
A mantra and one of the deadliest weapons in our arsenal. The idea of a decentralized collective of lone actors, physically separated but united by a common struggle, purpose, goal, and enemy. The system is greatest fear, the ultimate threat. We're in this together. If you've committed yourself to our cause, we're in this together. All white men and women of action prepared to live, fight, kill, and die in the name of our struggle. We're in this together. Accelerationists of today, white guerrillas of tomorrow, lone wolves of the past, present, and future, we're in this together.
Thank you.
hands of those who know how to use it.
And that was so bass. Volks, you coming in hot. Man, God, we got so much stuff. We got some crazy shit, some AI stuff. AI and drones, they scare me. We got some old school throwback. You got the fucking, there's literally a fucking carrier. Like, really fucking close to Iran now. That shit's horrible. I have a video from White is Right, the infamous Niglitz RS, George Floyd edition. But, you know, I don't have a Tanklin. I don't do anything on Odyssey. But, you know, we've been watching Cognitive Dissidence, and we've seen those first three episodes. And episode four has been out now, come out. And it's called Baby Mama Meatballs. Baby Mama Meatballs. Oh, I get all my stuff on Telegram from Volksview. And he forwards stuff into the page so I could see it quick. Oh yeah, almost everything gets dropped. Some of those guys, they put it right in. They'll blast it out to a lot of channels, and mine happens to be one of them. So if you're in the Tank crew, Tanklin's crew, which it's in the description below, all the bullcrap. And above the white pro-white businesses, which I want to talk about, Aquarius Fab LLC, home of the sun and rug and the white power shower and all kinds of based custom stainless designs and other metal fabrication for your fucking needs. Have you seen the branding irons that Bastion use? Based in the wake. Have you seen the swastika hangers Gypsy and HT have? That was, I said Based in Wake. That was Aquarius Fab. And the sun and rug is badass. But make sure you check out, his website is up. You can contact him, ask about any kind of custom fabrication. I know I'm going to have him do some custom stuff for me. For, you ready for this? Remote control car races.
Bruh.
Really, nigga?
Yeah, really, man, really. Hey, when I do something, I don't ever half-ass anything. So if I'm going to have a fucking dirt racetrack for fucking dirt oval cars for me and my grandkids and my stepsons to play with, then I'm going to have the fucking fastest one. I'm going to win. I ain't fucking taking an L. No, I'm going to race. I'm going to do it for fun. Like, you know, because where there's archery events, there's dirt tracks and there's fucking... dirt, wherever there's dirt tracks, there's RC dirt tracks. So you can make a fun weekend and do a lot of flyering. Yeah, you can make a whole big white power weekend out of it. And you might not even see a nigger anywhere. And that, my friends, it's beautiful. It's fucking great. When you can go hang out at counter signaled all you want, all those purity spiraling incels with no wife or kids. You go to a fucking stock car race on a Friday night, there's people in the stands fucking smoking a fucking Camel, dropping hard R's, and there's not any meth around, because that doesn't go with stock car racing. That's just those negative anti-white connotations that go along with almost every Jewish op. It's kind of like how, you know, dregs of society, the basket of deplorables, the Walmart shopping MAGA retards. They lump white nationalists in with those, the southern retards. Anyway, let's get back to this Baby Mama Meatballs. It's got to be good.
Guys, you know that new neighbor that just moved in? I think he's, freaking monster!
Yeah, right. I think you've had one too many PB&Js.
What are you, frickin' Elvis?
No. I know I might sound crazy, but honest, I'm not kidding. I saw him in his backyard acting weird.
How is he acting weird?
I seen him digging up this nasty hole and pull some kind of old Egyptian moon out of it or something. Not to mention the fact that he howls at the moon at night.
Or he could just be into gardening. You know, like regular people are.
Shut up, bitch.
I just love this animation. Simple and great.
Good evening.
It's the tall man.
Hi, mister. Can we help you?
Yes, I want to drink your soda pop.
Bruh.
Really, nigga?
All right, I'm looking for the bass in this.
Nah, but really. I just came by to say hi to my new neighbors.
Oh, I get it now.
And eat you! That must be the new neighbor. Let's go give him a warm welcome to the neighborhood.
Hey, new neighbors. Me and my fellas just moved in. My wife cooked y'all some of her famous Baby Mama meatballs. And I brought them just over for you.
Buyers, there's tremendous interest in TikTok. The decision is going to be my decision. We'll see how that goes, but it's something I think you're going to have. I'd like to see TikTok remain alive.
Sometimes they be being retarded and shit. So anyway, with just 3 days away the deadline, which I think is now, I think they extended it, but this was done. Yeah, I'm behind. I've been around. Amazon, Blackstone, and the Jewish Rabbi Porn King OnlyFans founder are among the bidders. Isn't that some shit? To buy TikTok. Blackstone considering joining non-Chinese ByteDance. Andreessen Horowitz.
Joe!
Whose co-founder, Mark Andreessen.
Joe!
Zoop Tim Stokely, who also founded OnlyFans. Yeah. Amazon and Bezos. That's just ridiculous. Like, that all the fucking this bullshit that was on TikTok for so long, no big deal. You start naming the Jew, criticizing fucking Israel's fucking genocide of Palestinians, dune coon sand niggers, who live in an open air prison, and they don't have the right to even fucking breathe over there. Then it was TikTok's a problem. We all remember when it happened, everybody was like, you had green splat up there, we've got a TikTok problem. Every time. Fondue is so good. By the way, we were talking about Hungary. Hungarian fondue. I just love Europe. I miss it. And I'm glad I got out before it was completely niggerized, because it was like getting to put your hands on buildings that were like cathedrals that were being prayed in, or a building where something was being built or brewed. An old draft house that had been built before our country was even an idea. It was so cool to just be able to put your hands on those buildings and walk on those stone roads that have been there for over 1,000 years. Maybe not that long. No, definitely not that long. But like buildings from the 1400s still exist over there. And even older. Now, oh God, fondue is so good. I'm talking about the good fondue, like all cooking the meats. Cooking the meats. And, you know, dessert fondue is cool, but it's I'm a little too fat. We have, oh no, it was another clip from about the Austin Michael shit that I don't really want to, well, I don't want to get into that. Well, I think we've done enough. But here's some bullshit Weimar Watch News. The Colorado House Democrats have passed a bill.
The ayes have it. House Bill 1312 has passed.
That makes misgendering a discriminatory act and can take children away from parents who misgender, and pushes all schools to promote trans ideology. And here, this is the reaction when it passes.
The question before us is the passage of House Bill 1312. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it. House Bill 1312 has passed. So the question before us is the passage of House Bill 13.
Unbelievable. Could you imagine that? Like, don't be a faggot. You're not a girl, son. And then you get your kids taken care of from you. That's faggot shit. Hey, man, I see old Tom. What's up, Mrs. Tom? I'm on the big screen. The Fitzwills are in the house, everybody. Ivor the Boneless is here, too. And let me see if I have this video real quick. Where is it? Speaking of old Doc Tom, old Hillbilly Tom. Man, I've got so much stuff in here. I got to find this. Our guy, Hillbilly Tom, he's a chef. This man, I'm talking, anyone can cook, right? And a lot of people can cook stuff that tastes great. But, you know, whenever you taste something and somebody, you're like, hey, man, what'd you put on that? And they can't tell you. It's a secret. They all got their secrets. Well, Tom has his secret, and he actually makes it for us. And we can have some of his secret to put on our food. And if, as I go up here and look for this video, as I'm trying to introduce it, I had it put in here. And I remember, I was like, well, I didn't ask if I could fucking use it yet. So then I asked, he's like, of course. Because, you know, I am kind of a racist. And so is he. Oh, well, no. And so this damn thing is around here somewhere. I'm about to lose my shit trying to find it. I'm going to have to just freaking Where in the hell could it be? I'm glad you're enjoying me scrolling through my folder of craziness. I don't remember now if it was before or after the earthquake. I have a lot of fucking stuff in here, and I never delete it. In my stream folder, there's the old guy that was fucking cursing about the RVs. That was a funny-ass clip. That guy, he was not happy. Let me search for it. It should be from... Oh, no, it should be from... Dick. Are you kidding me? Well, shit. I know I forwarded it in to some bitch. Well, we'll get to it before the damn thing's over. Unless you just forward it to me. But Hollywood is being bombed because they're replacing us with hairy brown goblins. We've got this clip from Stu.
You might have noticed that
I'm gonna find
two
this
new
like
films, Snow White and Minecraft, have just recently been released. Now, both of these movies have drawn plenty of controversy for casting the ugliest and freakiest, most communistic people that their producers could possibly muster up. People like Jack Black and Danielle Brooks in Minecraft, people like Rachel Ziegler and Gal Gadot in Snow White. And now, after their respective releases, both of these movies are on a pace to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. Why? Well, because it turns out that when you have some hairy brown gremlin playing Snow White, people just, they're not that into that, okay?
Hairy brown gremlin, that's great. Hairy brown gremlin. What's up, Honda Ricer?
And it's not just the actress that's playing Snow White who's dragging the film down, of course. As I just mentioned, Snow White also casts Gal Gadot, the Jewish IDF member who finds time to star in Hollywood movies when she's not executing babies. And when you take that into consideration, it makes total sense why, for this version of Snow White, they scrubbed a scene where Snow White is down on her knees praying to Jesus. Take a look at this. This is a scene that's been in Snow White for as long as it's been a movie, but all of a sudden, it's gone.
May my dreams come true. Amen. Oh, yes. And please make Grumpy like me.
Women.
Yeah. You're not allowed to pray to Jesus in Hollywood, even if you're just playing pretend in a movie. Now, you may think that in a normal world, the people who are making these...
Yes, you know, I am the normal. You're right. Every single time, more and more people are recognizing anti-white agenda. And yes, guess what? Guess who the first people to notice it are? MAGA people. The same people we fucking poke fun of and poke the bear all day. The same people that go to churches on Sunday that we can't shit all over and need to fucking wake up. They're fucking pissed off about Snow White, the fucking Little Mermaid, and every other fucking nigger adaptation of a white film or white character. And I know that, well, why didn't they do anything during when the fucking Summer of Love? Well, you know what? I didn't go out and fucking do anything during the Summer of Love. I didn't go out and fucking clear any streets. My streets were clear. I did have very many get-togethers with guys in my community, in my hometown. They actually came out to where I was and said, hey, when all this shit started, said on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we meet at this business after they close and talk about what happens if these kind of groups come into our town. We want to have a plan in place. And I said, that's fucking based as fuck. Tie me up. Here's my number. Put me on the list, Jack. And that's real. That's real men doing real shit.
Movies. In the case of Snow White, it's Jewish-run Disney. And in the case of Minecraft, it's a gaming company called Mojang, would see that their movies are terrible. They're utterly horrific and they suck.
You know, how many, and Minecraft is a pretty fucking big deal, and it has been for a long time. I mean, my sons are in their 20s and they were playing it when they were young.
They would see that people, you know, don't like them, don't want to spend their money on them, and then, you know, possibly they would make a change. Maybe they would cast people who don't make viewers, like, physically ill and want to vomit. or not cut out prayer scenes and change entire plot lines to accommodate some critical race theory professor. But here's the thing. The freak shows making these movies, they don't really care if these movies make any money. How can they lose hundreds of millions of dollars and still go create movies? No, they're perfectly happy losing money on them as long as they are defacing and defiling our country. As long as they're subjugating and destroying our culture and our traditions and all of the people watching it in the process. I mean, it's not their money anyways. These Hollywood producers aren't risking $250 million of their own money to make a movie. It's kind of like Hunter Biden's art business.
No, but who is the, now ad placement? What do you call it? Product placement has been going on for a while. But remember, did it when it started? Okay, so there would be collectibles at like fucking McDonald's or Hardee's back in the day in the 80s. Collect all these five glasses of this fucking series, a He-Man fucking thing. Then when then it became like Batman in the 80s when Michael Keaton came out, and it was Taco Bell, a franchise, total product placement and just commercial everything. Taco Bell was like walking into fucking Gotham City, man. And they were financing fucking movies. Well, who owns Taco Bell? The same fucking guys that own the movie producing companies. So, Stu, I don't think that really matters.
It's a money laundering operation. They're taking donations and investments and whatever else they want to call it. And then they're making the most disgusting.
Wait, I see it. When was the last time you were in a movie theater? Hey, I find the most non-Jewy, most like my wife and we still do dinner and movie. Not all the time. But if some kind of fucking rom-com comes out or something that's not too Jewish or I can fucking put up with it, we'll go watch a movie. I think the last one we wanted to watch but didn't go watch was like The Wolfman or something like that. But we won't go watch any of that bullshit like Wicked or fucking all these niggerfied movies. What else? If it's a Tom Hardy movie, I'll go watch a Tom Hardy movie. Please tell me Tom Hardy's not a Jew. Gosh, I bet he is now. Don't even answer it. I'm not ever going to watch another Tom Hardy movie. Put that on the record before I look at his fucking Wikipedia, because I've never even looked. Is Tom Hardy a Jew? Because his movies are cool. Like, what's that one where he's a moonshiner? There's a new fucking series called, like, Mob Life. Oh, my gosh. Irish descent. If his mother's Irish and his dad is Edward Hardy, I think we're safe. I think we're safe. You know who Tom Hardy is? He plays a Jew in Peaky Blinders. Early life's been pretty damn pretty good. Oh, we got to go to that new one that the Leather Apron Club put on. I forgot the name of that one. Because remember, we found out that Glenn Danzig actually is not a Jew. And that, my friends, was one of the biggest dubs of the last fucking 10 years of my life. Because when I was told that he was half Jewish. And you've seen it in all these things. Then you find out that, no, he's not. Because the Jews actually didn't want him to be Jewish either. They made sure of it. They made sure they looked at you better not be a Jew. No, there's some kind of Jewish DNA thing, like the Leather Apron Club. And they fucking went and found out, and he's not a Jew. And that's pretty cool. Because Danzig's pretty fucking cool. Tom Fitzwill only sells his. Oh, there's the Czech Jew, socialsentinel.net. There it is. Socialsentinel.net. We got to make sure we do some social sentinel. You never know, man. There's Jew in the fucking woodpile. There's Jews in the woodpile. You see him, you'll see him fucking commenting on some of your favorite people's dreams. Gnostic informant?
Jew!
disgusting and depraved movies possible with the ugliest actors and actresses that they could possibly find, and with the biggest pervert that they can find. The Snow White movie is supposed to be for kids, but when it ends, the entire cast appears on screen for some kind of a Diddy White party dance. They're rubbing it in our faces. All of their perversion, all of their sex...
the all-white parties, yeah.
Trafficking and grooming and molestation and rape and mutilation, they're rubbing all of it in our faces. And in our kids' faces. They're telling us, we know that you know about the white parties, and we don't care. Because America's entertainment industry, if you can even call it that anymore, I stuttered even saying entertainment, is more like the Jewish depravity industry. It's morally and spiritually broken and bankrupt beyond repair.
You know, these niggers fucked that poor... At one time, he was just a poor white kid. Now, he doesn't even date a woman if she's older. He'll dump them as soon as they like are older than 25.
And that's been its entire point for decades, by the way. So that it can drag society down with it, because it's...
What do you think they did to fucking Joe Justin Bieber, man?
Not just movies, it's the entire creative arts
scene. Oh, Bieber.
If you want to sell CDs, you better get ready to attend a few Diddy parties. If you want to sell paintings or downloads, you better be ready to molest kids on camera at John Podesta's house.
You know... I want his audience to grow. I don't give a fuck about him personally. I really don't care. I want him saying this shit and more people listening to it.
Whatever it is that you want to do, there's some sort of a perverted gatekeeper with pockets full of Jewish monopoly shuck.
That kind of shit right there. I want him saying it all the time because he's got a lot of people that watch him.
Wanting to get his hands on you. That's just how it works.
I mean, I don't know. I covered it last year. They fucking, there was some rapper, one of them fucking, of course, he was a rapper.
Bruh.
But he was like new and like about to sign a big deal. And when he got busted on a drug charge, they kicked in his door and he was about to sacrifice a live animal in his own fucking apartment for the record company. That shit was real. I don't know where that story is. Man, this hat feels, something ain't feeling right. It feels like maybe it's too tight tonight. Maybe my head got big. I'm taking them steroids or some shit. It's all jacked up on my head. Can't get my sunglasses right. I'm all weirded out. Yeah, man. Yes, I'm telling you right now. There was a rapper that was signing a deal and he got busted. They kick his door in on some drug charge. And he was in the middle of sacrificing a fucking goat or a sheep or a lamb or something like that. Probably a lamb, probably for the significance. He live streamed it. Shit, Niggerballs Johnson knows what's going on. Thank you. Disgusting. Do you think that any of this stuff would have happened? Like, remember when we had the American boond trying to take hold? And Jew, Myra Lansky, Murder, Inc., partnering with the Italian mob, pretty much took him down. I've got a couple of clips. It's after midnight here. Tanklin Live. That's right. Tanklin Live. Coming to you live on GoyamTV.com and Entropy and Telegram and Rumble, where my man Tom Fitzwell and Mrs. Fitzwell and Snafu's over there watching. And when the more people I see over there, it's in my nature, I'm going to say hi to you because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm no entertainer. Sometimes I'm entertaining. Sometimes I'm boring. I don't watch any of my streams to say, damn, dude, you had no energy last night. I don't psych myself up. If I come out here in a pissed off mood, you can see it. You can see it in the stream. If I come out here in a great mood, you'll tell too, because I'm just like you. And I can't flip a switch and turn something on or off. It's genuine. But I do like to have fun, and I like to show a lot of funny clips. I like to sing. I like to make up stupid, idiot freestyles. I know nigger rap is bad. I also do not like the purity spiral. I want to shout out to everyone who is sober.
We see an entire way of life being threatened by a menacing cloud of black people.
Quickly in anger. Tanklin's head is swelling and he'll float away.
Thank you very much, man. Ira the Boneless with one of the best names. Thank you very much for the huge donation. Wow. No, I definitely will never, you know what? If you asked me, are you doing a good job as the patriarch of your family? I'll say, you fucking right I am. And I'll say, that's right. I sure as fuck am. Meaning I'm putting every bit of effort and energy I can into doing it the right way, of being the good old, the old man that is everything I think a grandfather should be, and the man of the family. Strong, the right amount of stoicism, the right amount of, you know, just, you got to be even keeled, and you got to be capable of doing very terrible fucking things, or you're not capable at all. I mean that with the bottom of my heart. Any man who's not capable of doing a terrible act is not a capable man. And you're like, well, no. Well, I could do it. Really? Really, nigger? Could you? And I'm not calling you a nigger. I'm talking about the fucking randos. Really, bro? Really? You ever had a fucking target shoot back at you? When you're in 7-Eleven, I just random, you're in Casey's, and you have your pistol. Do you every once in a while give yourself a reminder that someone could try to grab it from you at any time? I do. You should too. That's not some grand advice. But thank you very much. But no, you're having a drink with your, Polar Beard says, shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Fitzwill. He said Mr. Fitzwill. I added Mrs. Fitzwill because it's Polar Beard. He'll say hi to the wife for me. That's the way it goes. We're all friends and family. That's right. I have some people here that are closer to me than my blood kin. And a lot of them, you don't know who they are. And they're in my Telegram channels too. And some of my friends are fucking pipe hitters. And most of them aren't. But some of them are. And I get a kick out of it whenever one of my fucking OG friends gets a little pissed off by someone who does not have a clue who they're really chatting with. And I'm just giggling because I'm like, oh, fuck, they only knew. You should be capable of great and fucking terrible things, man. Every one of you. And that doesn't mean you should just have it in you. How do you get it in you? Well, that's up to you to decide what type of resolve you have. If you've been pushed to it to test your resolve yet or not. Lady Honey Badger, and there's Mighty Mouse. Song number two. I love that. But so Kung Pao Chicken. So anyway, I have these clips from these two old clips. I've wanted to show them for about 3 or 4 weeks, and they've never really fit in. And you know, after midnight, a lot of times we will watch a little, some kind of historical things that we might not have seen. We don't want, I mean, like, I've done the same thing that everybody's done. We've grinded through fucking some clips from Europa, and we've grinded through, but The Greatest Story Never Told, which, by the way, White is Right completely. He did that entire show, remastered it, and put in subtitles. Shout out to White is Right for that. That's awesome. Put in subtitles to The Greatest Story Never Told, which has audio issues in the first place. Zero Turn Goy, that's my dude over there. All right, so here's a, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, American patriots, I'm sure I do not come before you tonight as a complete stranger. You all have heard of me through the Jewish controlled press. Okay, this is from Fritz Julian Kuhn. Small, short clips. These aren't big. And when we think about all this Weimar, and we think about these Hollywood stars and fucking children, and I think about, I see this like Leonardo DiCaprio, and I know what he's doing. I know what all these fuckers are about. We've learned so much about how disgusting they are. And then I remember Shirley Temple telling the story of how her mother and her went to meet the Jewish producers, and they were taken to meet these two producers, each one separately in separate rooms. Yep. And Shirley Temple was pimped out for the first time that day, and her mother pimped her own self out too. Her mother had to give it up. And they laughed about it because that's how it was done. And if these guys, just think of how close we were in America. And I'm not reminiscing, I'm just saying that there was no internet spreading the truth to these people. There was no, you know, you can still be old school and get the right message across. Signal, not noise. Know who you're speaking to. What is going to drive them? What are they concerned about? What is the most important? What are the most important three issues in your geographical region, respectively, that the people, the white folks in your community, drives them up the wall? You know, if you're South, it's almost, well, white community, for the most part, you can hit, you know, you're not going to go wrong with guns, immigration, and yes, the Jews killed Jesus, who was not a Jew in the sense of what we call a Jew. And that's all I'm going to go on there. But they got the, you can just get that information out to them. You can get to them face to face, hand to hand. Knowing how to post on social media without getting banned. Knowing how to get around having a SOC account. Just, you know, IRL beats URL. If you're nervous about doing IRL, then help produce for IRL people behind the scenes. Put your technical skills to work. Revise flyer material as things update, as people change jobs, as statistics change and data changes. Revise that and get it out to them. There's so many different things you can do besides just going out there and being where the metal meets the road, which is also pretty fucking awesome to do too. And you can do all the above. That's the cool thing about activism. You get to choose how to do it, but just be safe and know your laws and regulations. But just think of where we could have been if the American boon could have been what it was going to be. Wow. Did not expect myself to veer off that much, just introing a 3-minute clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, American patriots, I'm sure I do not come before you tonight as a complete stranger. You all have heard of me through the Jewish control press. As a creature with horns, a cloven hoof, and a long tail. We, with American ideals, demand that our government shall be returned to the American people who founded it.
Based.
If you ask what we are actively fighting for under our charter. First, a social, just, white, Gentile, ruled United States. Second, Gentile-controlled labor union, free from Jewish Moscow-directed domination.
Look at that base-ass uniform he's wearing. Oh no, the crying angry Jew, Antifa. The same fucking shit. Disruption. Why are you disrupting that? If you don't want to hear their message, don't fucking listen to it. Stand outside and have your own counter-protest the American fucking way.
Here are the police.
That's so awesome, though. I just like, I'm just sitting here watching this and enjoying the timelessness of it. Those people had such an inspiration in their hearts. They knew that they too were heading for a Y-American future, and they knew that they had the right stuff to change it because it was happening in real time. Now, just the imagery right here, as always, now it's just blown my mind. It reminds me, I don't know how many of you guys have been watching me for a long time. I showed the PBS documentary, hell, it's only 12:25, we might crack it open, about the American Bund. And we kind of skipped through some of the bullshit because it's fucking, it's a total hit job. It's a hit piece, obviously. But I was not aware of them. Straight up, there more people need to learn about. I mean, they had their own youth camp, youth movement. It was beautiful. It was fucking amazing. You'd watch them on hiking. I was watching the footage, and it was like watching 1933 Germany. But right there with the big George Washington and the swastika. Kind of strange, knowing that normally he would have an apron. Camp Siegfried is near you? Oh, that's cool. Can you camp there? Can you stay there? Oh, man. The coolest campground I've ever been to is in Bastogne. You could camp in fucking craters and shit. But that was awesome. The American Bund was, they're not remembered, and their story is forgotten. This is another 3-minute clip from Patrick Bishop. This is the February 20th, 1939 American Bund pro-Americanism rally. Just some lost footage. Pretty cool. Pro-American rally, hockey Tuesday night. Look at that. Pro-American rally, hockey on Tuesday night. The Romans were up. Those people are doing that with conviction. That's right, Jim Boogie. Those were the good old days. Everybody caught that, right? One nation indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Because what doesn't matter? What doesn't matter? What does not matter in that statement? One nation indivisible.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, American patriots.
All right, and then this is a replay from the clip there that we just seen. That was all that mattered right there. Religion did not matter. Left out under God, because it didn't matter. Didn't matter how you prayed. And it doesn't. And it never will. Unless you pray to the devil. Then obviously. But you get what I'm saying. But yeah, I think that the American Boone was so fucking cool. I would love to just see a giant movement of families. Of families, you know, that's the difference. Is everything you see now is so driven of men, which obviously you want to have men out there as the face of a movement. But, you know, when you look at even footage from, let's say, LOM City and the Aryan Nations of the 80s, you just see all these family events, man. Families, families, families everywhere, children and wives. That's the difference of when I seen a lot of these movements in the past. And I also see there was a lot more actual action. Like, those are men of action, to the point where many are dead and in jail because of the action and their patriotism and love for their folk. And I long to see that type of thing in the white community where you see a rally and you see families. Children, right? Children everywhere at a white unity rally. Children and wives everywhere. That would be the most white-pilling thing I could see in the year of 2025, is to see some type of big gathering where it's not a bunch of fucking men and 26 base ladies. You know? Would be cool. Oh, it wasn't added until the 50s, Emperor Vespasian says. I like it. Nobody is coming to save you, is especially when unelected judges and shit can just, okay, so we all know. Netanyahu went to the fucking White House again. Obviously, he's a piece of shit. And there's 55,000 clips you can watch about it, but... I got this clip. We are going to kick the invaders out. It's a little mashup from Thomas Sewell Uncensored.
Saying things like hail victory, white power, Australia for white power.
Concealing violence at Victoria border, another Nazi disgrace. In Corowa, a neo-Nazi group.
When you dare stand up against the people that are destroying not just this town, but this country, when you stand up against BlackRock and international finance, they come after your family, they assault you, they imprison you. We're fighting for spiritual revival for our nation. We love this land, we love this country, and we are hated by the elite that are destroying it.
The time has come to stand up.
That's the shit that gives you chills, man. Those guys down in Australia. I love it. I mean, just a great edit. That's good stuff. We've been following them. I'm going to continue to show stuff when it hits. I love the things they're doing down there. I love the training. I love the messaging. I love a signal. I love good signal. Coming in loud and clear. Read you loud and clear. I know what you're about. I'm not confused. And that's the most important thing, I think, when you see people like those leaders like Thomas Sewell and Blair Cottrell, Jacob Hersant. And there are so many people we don't see that are a huge part of the success that they're driving. Did you guys know that Oystein is back? Holy moly, are you kidding me? We got an Oystein spotting. You know, when you're doing a bid and you got and you're locked up by Zog and you get out, there's only one thing to do, and that's go fucking say fuck you, Zog. And that's what Oystein did. Back with a fucking vengeance. I love me some QR codes.
No. Okay, no.
Was awesome. Oystein, so fucking base. You know what? That's a fighter right there. That guy is a fighter. They are all over him, and he will not fucking waver. He is true and true to his spirit, true to the cause. And I just, it's inspirational when you see a guy like that. I mean, well, first order of business, let's fucking go get active. And he does great work. Everybody has been following Oystein. He's flying. He puts up some of the baddest vinyl. And I mean, he put bus stop, subway. You ain't going to escape from him. He's got that stuff everywhere. You got Bolts and Swazi. You got him. And you got PFP. Ain't that right, Bleach Kanye? Shit. Do not go chilling that good night, Rhodesia. I'm going to get into some Ernie Rolando and some Reese. But you guys know, I get the music pumping. I'm like, all right, let's check out what this one's about. Because these guys make some good edits. Oh, this is fucking Dynamo right here. You hear that bass groove? Wah, wah. That's fucking badass. Thanks. Punch a nigger in the face.
Keeping on the outside. Glimmer in the moonlight. Only shadows tell where we are. Creeping on the edge of the dark. Feel warmth in the cold corners, eyes in the back of our heads. We roll out when the day's over, chasing silhouettes. When it all
Okay, that was strange. My mixer just went like pooty poo and just zilched out on me. I'm sorry about that.
White power.
In the cold corners, eyes in the back of our heads. We roll out when the day's over, chasing silhouettes. When it all goes up in flames. When it all goes up in flames. When it
Yeah, that was bass, man. I like that stuff. Patrick Bishop, he does a lot of good. I mean, he's probably puts out 4 or 5 edits a day. I'm going to forward this over to the Tanklin's crew. The link is in the description below. If you guys don't know that, what it's there for is if you guys say, hey, I sent something to the crew, you should see, or you're talking about something in the chat and you want to keep the conversation going. Or if you see something that I show and there's no actual link, I can always, because I find so much of my stuff through the Telegram webs, or I'd record it and then I just forward it over there. But if it comes with the link, I'll drop that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? 506th Infantry. Hey, man. Strike Brigade. Fucking Strike Brigade. This guy was Strike Brigade over here. Werewolf Brig was in Strike Brigade. Shit. I know that. I know that. Fucking Strike 6. I met that guy. Yeah, we were. I was attached to Strike Brigade to 506 when I was in Afghanistan in 2010-11. Entropy won't load on the computer? Well, it's a pain in the butt. Sometimes it just goes out, which it normally hasn't been a problem lately. I mean, it never has been an issue, but I found out that it was giving other people problems because I seen it in the Discord chat just popped up. Bastion was in there. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. But the tank crew, it's in there. I see Mr. Foss join. See Kyle's in here. What's going on? Mawa man, it took you long enough. Pilgrim. Shit. All right. Let me go back to my folder. And get to this, some of the longer stuff. Okay, so I don't care about Netanyahu. We knew Trump's boss was in town. And to just show the clips of him going, yeah, here they are. Look, oh, yeah, they're looking. We know he sucks his dick. Yes, AIPAC. Woo, woo, woo. Every fucking day. I don't want to beat you over the head with that shit. But I did see this clip we'll get to real quick. Why teenage boys are becoming more right wing. And then we'll get to this Ernie Rolando and a Reese report. We got a Reese report. Thank you, Mr. Foss. It's new because I had to delete the other one because of tomfoolery. All right.
Have you seen the data showing the movement of teenagers?
Have you seen the data showing the movement of teenagers? Have you seen the data showing the movement of teenagers? They're getting rather cheeky. They'll get a little bit up in the arms. Dr. Tom's Hillbilly Magic. Sorry. He's got his own telegram. And I need to put that in the pro-white business of my... No, I want the actual link. I want the actual link, not the copy link. There we go. There we go. I need to make sure. What's up, Relic Arcane? I need to go ahead and make sure we put this into the pro-white business section, because I'm telling you, I taste this stuff. I put it on. I put that shit on everything. I put it on. Hot dog. I put it on a hot dog and I just sprinkled it on a hot dog. I was like, God, this is good. That stuff's good. But yeah, man, that's a white dude. Not only that, that's my friend. You know, you know how I feel about people when I say I break bread with you? I get to break bread more with them now that when I get together with them, because back in the day, I would drink too much and I wouldn't really feel like eating. I'd miss the food and all the tasty food be gone. Now, lately, when we get together over the last year, it's like, yum, yum, yum. I'm right up there, ladies first. And then I'm right there with everybody else getting some good vittles. Good shit. Okay, let's get back to this clip. I just seen that I forgot that you had your own Telegram channel. And that's how we do things around here. We just do this shit live.
Teenage boys politically to the right. Have you seen the data showing the movement of teenage boys politically to the right? Have you been looking at this?
Where else are they going to go?
It's a good question.
I mean, I had a teenage boy. I still have one, but he's 18 now. And I watched them be pushed farther and farther right by their schools.
Okay, elaborate. If their school, how would a school... make, you know, that's all we say the schools are programming for them to go left.
You suck. All of your instincts are bad. These girls are amazing. Look at you. You're pathetic.
You talking to me, nigger? You fucking talking to me? Huh? I'm not going to brandish. I was just doing a bit. It's just a bit. This is a drop right here. We just need these to be drops. Drop waffling, where you at?
Look at you. You're pathetic. These girls are amazing. All of your instincts are bad. These girls are amazing. Look at you. All of your instincts are bad. All of your instincts are bad. All of your instincts are bad.
Why are you attacking me right now, man?
These girls are amazing. Look at you. You're pathetic.
You are pathetic.
Be less masculine and more attractive. You're just barking at them constantly. They're not moving right. They're moving out of your stupid way. You've given them what? Nothing.
Nothing.
One of my son's friends died recently. But
who is this guy? I want to rip on him right now. Is he a Jew? I don't even know him. In Jawa Taylor 6. By the way, I've had it up to here with suicide. It does fucking nothing to me. And to the point where, you know, it got to a point where it's like, I get a phone call. Man, I'm sorry to break this to you. So-and-so. Their demons got the best of them. I'm like, okay. Thanks for telling me, man. Fucking coward. You know, for the first couple of years, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years even, every time one of your friends fucking offs himself, it fucking crushes you. Now, obviously, if a family member, someone I was close to now, was to do it, It would crush me all over again. But like the guys that I fucking went down range with, every time I hear of another one doing it, I'm just like, you fucking pathetic coward. So I'm not teasing or picking at anyone who's had a family member commit suicide. It's awful. And it's so destructive to the ones who are here left behind, especially like my own former soldiers who have killed themselves and friends who had children. Well, that's not being you might as well have just been a fucking incel, 45-year-old bachelor with no kids. Because you left that one out there on his own. And all he learned that it's okay to take the easy way out. I mean, if you're feeling fucking suicidal, go do something a little bit monumental. Hey, what are you talking about here? I'm just saying, if you're going to go out, fucking go out with some thunder, man. Like right every wrong that you fucking felt. You know, fucking go out with a bang. Don't just fucking hang yourself in your closet. That's fucking very anticlimactic. And no one's going to care. But, you know, you go out like Earl Turner. Just saying.
Shit.
I've been there. And most of the time when I got to those thoughts, I had some chemical in my brain with me. Alcohol. Almost all of my friends that had killed themselves were also drunk and taking SSRIs whenever they made that decision. Pharmaceuticals and alcohol. Now, I'm not a purity spiraler. It's just not for me. Man, I love a good bourbon. I told you that thing. There's nothing more American than sitting with your friends and having some good, tasty bourbon. Moderation. Maybe even getting a little wild. Get fucking wild as you want. Howl at the fucking moon one night. Sharpen iron. Fucking. And no one's at risk of anything. But most of the people I know that commit suicide are on some type of medication, because most of the people I know that do it they were soldiers and they were on pills and they still drank. And that's just, you don't even know who you're getting one day or the next. You're getting Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Frodo Baggins. I don't know who all the hell you're going to get, because you're not even who you are. And that's the problem with mental health is what, you know, and chemicals in the first place. Is there's something inside your brain wiring. Your biology is all out of whack. And it's all your own poisonous thought process. Bad things that fucking happen to you give you nightmares. The TBIs make you have headaches and all that shit. It's true. But you see, something in a bottle that shakes and rattles will not do anything for that. It will only suppress, sedate, hide, mask what you're not dealing with, which is your trauma that has caused your depression, anxiety, your anger. It could be it might even be your ego. Because remember, when we talk about ego, egotism leads to narcissism and toxicity 99% of the time. So, well, Based and Awake says it has a strange take. It's a good take. It's his take, not mine. Mental health is Jewish. There's health and that's it. I believe there's physical health. Like when I say you should be healthy, I say you should be healthy spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally, which are not exactly the same thing. I believe there's a facet of those things. Like you can be the most jacked motherfucker and not even have the wherewithal to have adult conversations with grown men that push back against your own point of view because you don't have any iron in you, you know, no fucking lead in your pencil, you know? This fucking guy here. I'll tell you why people are going right wing. It's the same reason why so many young men are fucking racist, because they had to deal with niggers on game in games and at lunch and in the fucking schools where niggers are now running wild. They weren't even running. I mean, they were fucking acting up when I was a kid, but they were fucking dealt with and sent away to an alternative school where it was just a jungle. And the kids were back to, and oh, got to clean this one out of the fucking school into the alt school. Now, administrators are literally taught and they teach how to keep the kids right there in class and then put them into things like exceptional student enrollment programs, which are designed for kids that, like, let's say they fucking get beat on by their dad. They're not telling anybody about it. They're having a fucking hard time adjusting to being a teenager in a public school, and their home life is garbage. That might be an exceptional student enrollment policy there. But they just take all these troubled niggers and they put them into these exceptional student enrollment programs for one reason only. Keeps them on the books, and it also keeps their test scores, which are going to be shitty, from counting against their state, which is supposed to fix education, hold educators accountable, their stupid testing programs, like FCAT in Florida. Or the Texas aptitude state test. If you don't pass it, you can't graduate. It's going to hold teachers accountable. No, teachers just learned. All they do is teach a kid how to pass a test now. And they don't get rid of the problem students because they need the funding for the kid to be there. But they don't need his test scores to fucking count against their grade. Because your funding is actually based on how well you score. So administrators at these schools, that's all they do is learn how to fudge, fucking move numbers. That's the real Jewish problem in public schools. They're just moving and shifting numbers around, and it became what everything becomes, a financial organization and not an educational one. And that was a long rant at fucking 12:57 a.m.
I don't know what kind of pressures he was put under, but I watched those kids go through this pressure cooker created by this crazy, parasitized left-wing educational movement.
Based and awake, I agree. The public education system in its current design, especially with the Department of Education, is fucking designed to make you not smart and dumb. Just like we can all relate this in our respective age brackets. I'm 50. Went to school mostly in the 80s, graduated early 90s, 93, 94. And I saw you go from a calculator in your classroom was a huge no-no to, okay, when you're intrigued, you have to have a scientific calculator. Okay, calculus, got it. That's it. Now you're taught how to use your calculator to do the math. You're taught to take shortcuts. Cuts. And all of this right now, if you look, I've said right now like six times, right now, right now, right now, right here, right now, fucking programming the world to waste. They're teaching everyone, even current adult business professionals, to utilize AI to do their reports, quarterlies, professional emails. And it seems real easy, like, to me to say, well, you know, I haven't been sending emails like, you know, when you're a squadron mic golf, you're sending emails all the time. You fucking hate email. When you're a regular soldier, you don't give a fuck. You check your email once every day at the end of the day or in the morning, and you fucking go drive on, and anything you need comes to your phone. But I could see myself going, man, that looks stupid. That looks like you cannot tell I went to college for way too fucking long. I could see wanting to just clean that up with some AI. Easy tool. Great tool. But what this education system that Based and Awake is talking about and the protocols of Zion and how They've taught their history, the created history, same way that a preacher teaches you a created religion. Some doctrination, some indoctrinal tool based on a system of faith or a system of numbers or a system of the English language or a system of mathematics and science. They set their own rules and they teach you what you're to learn. What are you going to learn? Why should you learn something like education should always be community driven, family driven, and community driven? Does that mean every community needs a school? Yeah. Well, what if there's only four kids? Well, guess what? Those four kids are the ones that need the education. And that little community needs to know and decide and pick and know already who are going to educate their children. Who are the best to educate them how to fucking do the mechanics on their car? We need to teach people how to be citizens. Self-reliance. Just fucking basic self-reliance. No one even checks the fucking nobody checks their own air pressure. Their air pressure gets checked whenever they get their oil changed and they get their tires rotated and all the checks that come along with it. Instead of a good old-fashioned walk around your car before you get in it in the morning. You don't have to fucking do full PMCS. That's preventive maintenance checks and services for you non-military folk or non-mechanic. But, you know, just being reliant, just not always relying on someone to solve every problem for you, because the big problem of white genocide, nobody is going to help us but us. Nobody. No other race. Working with niggers is not going to solve that problem. It could solve a Jewish problem. I'm not going to counter signal that. I personally am not going to work with them. My choice. Do I think that George Lincoln Rockwell should not have said or talked or had many talks with Malcolm X? They should have. Yeah, he was a leader of a movement. What's that? I've spoken about it here often. A man that transcends faith and religion, social, economic backgrounds, your geographic location, how you pray, how you eat, how you talk, the things, your manners. You know, people in the Northeast are way different than people in the South. A leader that transcends all that is what we've been missing for way too long. I believe they've lived while we've been waiting, and they've been drowned out by noise. Their signal gets drowned out by noise. So the message is never received, because there's nothing but distortion everywhere. That's the way it is right now, too. There is no leader. We can pray for one, but there's definitely no savior from outside. That's for fucking sure.
Get away from our sons.
Get away from our sons, Jews.
Get away from our daughters. Get away from our...
And get away from our daughters, niggers.
Our sons and away from our daughters. It's not left or right. I don't have a Republican bone in my body. Get the crazy people who do not understand human development away from our children.
See, my school was the greatest fucking... I had a great school. I had a teacher that when it went to... I don't even know... Look... I knew what evolution was. I can tell you with a straight face, I was never taught evolution in public schools in the state of Oklahoma, ever. As a matter of fact, it was never taught in a school that I attended in the state of Oklahoma, ever. It was in the books we had. It was not to be taught. It wasn't a rule either. It was no law. We just had teachers that weren't going to teach that bullshit. Those were the teachers I had in my school. I'm lucky because I heard bullshit in the same. I mean, I was alive. I had friends in other schools. What's funny is the same. My science, biology, anatomy, physiology teacher, chemistry teacher, this one guy taught all of them. He asked, we called him the Grand Dragon and the Grand Wizard all the time for fun. it was a joke that he was racist. And we had one nigger in our school. And we would joke in the class, hey, you and your friends ought to have, and say his name, come over. And he would sit there and laugh in front of the class and say, oh, we could have Reuben and his family come hang around anytime. We'd fucking laugh our asses off, and so would the nigger. That was hilarious. What's up, Z Brandberg? That was in my school, and nobody fucking complained. And that guy, whenever I still had a Facebook back in the day, he was still there, and he was funny as hell to that day. I mean, he's just a fucking funny guy. I thought it was funny. Do a backflip, faggot. Hey, man, everyone needs to do backflips. I thought after the race yesterday, I thought old Denny Hamlin should have done a backflip because he won in the Carl Edwards throwback paint scheme. And y'all guys are like, what the fuck are you talking about, Tank? Racing. Just white shit. You know me. I love me some dirt tracks. We haven't even talked about the dirt track weekend, but we still have to get to this Ernie Rolando. Because I'm not going to... Okay. Bianca, what's going on? Mr. Foss, I get you. Yep. I'm going to read this chat real quick. Yeah, my school was great. As a matter of fact, I'm in touch with most of my teachers that are still alive. And I see them in my community. I go home. Community is so important. For white folks, if we came from good communities, we need to make a connection back there. I love seeing people in my class, Ray, a class above and below. You know, we all want to do the same thing. When you're going to leave a one-horse town, you can't wait to fucking leave. And within a matter of 6 to 7 years, 8 years, let's see, about 2018 to 2023, 24, yeah. A lot of my friends have moved home and started businesses. No, not getting rich. They've done well, and now they wanted to come home. Like, when I left, all I ever wanted to do was come home. I didn't give a fuck what shithole part of the world I was in. I didn't want to go back to Germany, even though it was fun. I didn't want to go back to Texas or Georgia, even though those places could have some fun times. I didn't even just want to come back to my state. I wanted to come to the Kamishi Valley. Like, God's country, man. But, back on track here, we were talking a lot about how Robert Kennedy has fizzled. We all knew that this would happen. You had guys like Ian Carroll, Maha, Make America Healthy Again. And then the first dog whistle before he's even confirmed is that he is on board with the measles, mumps, and rubella mRNA inoculation because measles is now a problem again. It's funny how that shit happens. We're all supposed to remain stupid and fall for the same tricks. The Jews have a playbook. We've all seen it. It's there for all of us to see. They do not change their game plan. If it's not broke, don't fix it. We fall for the same bullshit. And yes, they're very well entrenched in all of their industries and all of their... The Jewish House of Supremacy, the House of Jewish Supremacy, right? Foundation, the walls, and the roof. They've got it all in. We've got to rip it down. But the Make America Healthy Again thing has fizzled right out of the gate. And good old Reese has done a 4-minute video on it. And I can't wait.
Yesterday, RFK Jr. addressed the public about a measles outbreak, saying that there are 642 confirmed cases across 22 states. He said that in early March, he deployed a CDC team to bolster capacity for response and to supply pharmacies and clinics with needed MMR vaccines and other medicines and medical supplies. He concluded by stating that the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles is the MMR vaccine. I've spoken to Governor Abbott, and I've offered HHS's continued support. At his request, we have redeployed CDC teams to Texas. We will continue to follow Texas's lead and to offer similar resources to other affected jurisdictions. The power of rhetoric is that it seems to work without fail in every election. And so many are surprised to see this complete reversal to what he was saying before the 2024 election.
If your kids were young now, would you give them the measles, the mumps vaccine?
No. I got measles, mumps when I was a kid. It was... No.
Now, would you give them the measles, the mumps vaccine?
No.
All right, full stop. That's not very long ago. That's not very long ago.
I got measles, mumps when I was a kid. It was...
Lots of people used to die from those diseases.
Well, you know what? They died in the 1900s, or early 1900s. There were about 10,000 Americans a year who died. In 1964, there was about 300 or 400 who died, and they were almost all severely malnourished kids, mainly from the Mississippi Delta. This was before the poverty program, so there was a lot of starving children in our country. It's very, very hard to kill a healthy child with any infectious disease, but particularly with measles. And the World Health Organization now says vitamin A is an absolute cure for measles, which we didn't know about back then. Back then, you know, we were treated with chicken soup, and it was, you know, a week.
So vitamin A, huh? Vitamin A, you say?
Cure for measles, which we didn't know about. A is an absolute, but particularly with measles. And the World Health Organization now...
The World Health Organization...
...says vitamin A is an absolute cure for measles.
Says vitamin A is an absolute cure for measles. Coming from the World Health Organization, who is no doubt 100%... 1,000, if that was even, that you just know it.
Run by Jews.
Which we didn't know about back then. Back then, you know, we were treated with chicken soup, and it was, you know, a week at home watching Leave It to Beaver, and every kid caught it. Every single kid got it. And I had 11 brothers and sisters, and we all got it, and we were all fine. And there are lots and lots of studies out there now that show that kids who get measles as a child are much healthier when they grow up, that they're much more resistant to cancers, to atopic diseases, to allergies, and to... And
I mean, you talk about this is an alarming shift. It's so alarming, it's kind of like Donald Trump, who, you know, just refuses to acknowledge the vaccine deaths and continues to quintuple down on... We saved millions of lives with the vaccine with Operation Warp Speed. That I can tell you, everybody's saying it saved millions of lives. They're all saying it. They're all saying it, Leslie. They're saying it.
The heart disease. Nobody died in Samoa from measles. They were dying from a bad vaccine. And the vaccine was imported from Australia and given to people who had measles, which is not recommended.
Siegfried Martell, thank you.
The same measles outbreak hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and nobody died.
It hit Tonga? You know why nobody died? I'll tell you why. It's okay, so he's going to use Tonga. See, he doesn't know what we know. We know why. It was this.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What? No, yep. I didn't. I wasn't. Why would I ever say
okay,
that?
Okay.
Oh, he's got some definitely bronzer on.
Happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel.
The Tongans.
It's horrible.
The Tongans.
Humans never change. Open your eyes.
Same measles outbreak hit Tonga. Not recommended.
Breathe it in.
The same measles outbreak hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and nobody died. Hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and
you're welcome.
Hit Tonga. The same measles outbreak hit Tonga.
I'm just an ordinary demigod. Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up?
I don't know, man. I just hear Tonga.
When the night's...
And I just see this big, creepy, disgusting brown Tongan
got cold? Who stole you fire from down below? You're looking at him, yo. Oh, also I lassoed the sun.
All right.
You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun.
Same measles outbreak hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and nobody died because they didn't get the vaccine.
RFK Jr. admitted to being on Jeffrey Epstein's plane three times.
You weren't ever on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, were you?
Yeah, I was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet.
What's up,
Bastion? I was on it.
Oh, he was on Jeffrey Epstein's what?
You admitted to being on Jeffrey Epstein's plane three times.
You weren't ever on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, were you?
Yeah, I was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet.
Okay, so that was a yes or no question. Well, yes, I was. Or no. Okay, so, you know, I talk a lot about the 88 precepts. And what only just requires brevity? The truth. Brevity. And if you really want to see how that fucking goes down in the real world, watch any fucking crime interrogation YouTube video, like Explore With Us, or watch the first 48 or some shit like that. And so where were you last night at 10 p.m.? Well, you see, wait, was it 8? No, well, yesterday morning, my friend Jay had called me, and we were going to go over to the Chicken Shack and get some ribs at the Chicken Shack. I know that sounds messed up, but, and his girlfriend, no, brevity, where was you last night at 10 o'clock? I was in my shop doing a live stream, nigger.
Two times, I was on it.
Two times. You ever heard of Timmy Two Times? I've heard that I've got a nickname called One Time Tanklin.
In 1993,
you only get one
and
time.
I was on it, and I went to Florida with my wife and two children to visit my mom over Easter.
See, he's given the whole story about all of his family, why he was on a flight with Epstein Island.
Two children.
I had my children and my wife going to visit a sick, dying mama.
To visit my mom over Easter. My wife had some kind of relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell.
He said his wife was friends with Ghislaine Maxwell, whose father, Robert Maxwell, was a Zionist and a high-level spy for Israel and Mossad. And
owner of so many, owner of so many of the textbooks that we were taught out of. Oh, I believe Jesse Waters to be a faggot myself. I don't like him.
Like all of the MAGA Maha cabinet, loyalty to Israeli Zionism is first and foremost. Everything else is just rhetoric. While Israel beats the drums for war with Iran, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services prescribes the MMR vaccine to keep Americans dead and confused. Greg Reese reporting.
Man, I'm telling you.
The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers.
Check out a Substack. I only pay for one Substack, and that's a Substack that everybody should pay for. And everybody should listen and get his knowledge. My man, Frank Silva. That's right, Frank Silva. And get his book, The Black Book. The Silent Brothers, the Bruderschweigen. It's a fucking awesome book. And there's actually more volumes. There's the Red Book. Yeah, I think a lot of these guys do a good job staying within their confines of their what they're allowed to say within their own respective platforms. Like Stu is a guy I don't particularly care for, but I love it when he gets real pissed and just says, these Jewish parasites or these Hollywood Jewish demons. I fucking love it. I want more of it. Just less of him talking to niggers, because that's counterproductive. Good night, Willy Waffen. Thank you for hanging out, my man. All right, now we've got 5 traps to crush Americans from Really Graceful. Hey, Internet friends.
Grace here. 2025's hitting us hard in the U.S. economy. Well, everything seems just peachy on the news, doesn't it? But the reality is so much different in the grocery store aisles, on the real estate market, and inflation is at an all-time high. Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at an all-time low. Real pain is being felt, but people, by and large, are getting a little more, well, let's say, the noticing is unstoppable. The people up top, the usurers, the bankers, the CEOs, the policymakers, they all have some secrets they'd rather keep buried. Let's identify the traps they've spread.
Well, one of them we just watched, a guy by the name of Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, I wonder what the actual numbers are on of these black. I mean, just think, for every Epstein we know about and every P. Diddy, how many do we not know about? They can't have, the Jew is not ever going to have a single point of failure. Just like Epstein didn't have a single island, he had an island. Ranch, mansions, fucking home in this country, place up in Montana, place in New York, place in New Mexico, Pedo Island. So I think this is just an ongoing, every time a fucking Jew that's not a Jew, or a judge that's not a Jew, does some crazy fucking shit, and they're like, well, that's an Obama judge. It's like, is he really? Is it really just an Obama judge, or is he a fucking kid diddler judge? John Roberts, the Chief Justice. That guy, he makes no fucking sense. I'm telling you, I could go into political rants. You know, and I told you, I do believe in a political solution. A political solution would be a Article 5 Convention of the States, which to get to that would take radical things to happen. Radical things are not political. Radical ideas and actions to force political solutions. That's how a political solution can take place. Article 5, Constitution of the Convention of the States, you send motherfuckers up there with a purpose, and it's fucking martial law, states' rights, until they get it redone, and if whatever the case may be. That's a political solution, other than total fucking chaos without a leadership organization that can really lead to, man, you could just have a 5-hour space, and it would be 4 hours of everyone washing each other's dicks and an hour discussing the same bullshit that we always talk about. How do we do this? Who's going to be in charge? What about these people? How white is going to be acceptable? What about the Christ cucks and all that shit? And so, anyhow.
Set for us in 2025, shall we? Number 5, you can't buy a house.
I'll tell you who doesn't wash any dicks in the next space, and that's fucking Bastion. He goes in there and fucking takes some fucking... He takes scalps.
House because they already did.
Because skins on the wall. He's got skins on the wall. Takes hides.
Dead. Institutional.
He ain't an engine. He don't take scalps. He takes hides.
Investors, including private equity and Wall Street firms like BlackRock, are buying single family homes at a steady pace. This really kicked into gear during COVID. SFR Analytics reported that the top 10 institutional buyers held over 430,000 single family rentals. And these same institutions had purchased 26% of affordable homes across the United States, pricing out for.
Now, all this mumbo jumbo and her monotone voice, don't let it fool you. This has been a hot button issue for a while, and it became really public when BlackRock kind of got caught buying entire subdivisions before the ground was even broke to only be rental homes. You know, the homes that people was like, oh my gosh, there's a new subdivision. It's going to be halfway to work, honey. What? I can't buy a home there? What? Someone's already bought them all? They're rentals? What? And they were, those big corporations were doing that over and over and over again in every state. Developer, new subdivisions going up. I'm buying every fucking home, and they're not going to be for sale.
First-time home buyers. The Urban Institute.
It's got to be a shame to not know anything. Like, I do have a. There is a time to have a discussion about, you know, if anyone really wants to understand the difference between faith and religion so that they stop creating division, there's a place for that. It's just not every fucking day with no real fact finding or understanding. And it's just idiots that really have no clue about their own actual faith that they profess to claim, because they don't know. None of us do. No one. We only know what men have written in books. Anyone who claims to know otherwise is a fucking liar. And you can take that to the fucking bank, okay? Because you don't fucking know. Nobody does. But your faith is in here. Your religion is a man-made thing. And that's why if you call me a cuck, you can go ahead and get with HT. Y'all can hunt together. Come find me. He's got my address. I'm not hard to find. I'll put a fucking swastika flag out so you can see it.
Reports that they have taken up 25% of single-family rentals in popular areas like Atlanta. And rent has skyrocketed there as a result. They're simply not playing the same game.
You won't get 300 meters. Cash-rich
businesses outbid Americans by $3 trillion. Due to low loan rates from the Fed's 2020-2021 quantitative easing. So they got lower rates
What's
for
up,
borrowing
Homeschool Jedi?
Money while average buyers face rising rates and rising prices. Your American dream became their rental empire. Your American dream is their profit margin, and it's giving you will own nothing and be happy per the World Economic Forum in their predictions for 2030. And personally, I reject that notion, and I think you should too. There will be only momentary and fleeting reprieve until the Federal Reserve is ended and we nationalize our monetary system. But our current reality is that we are controlled by a non-government foreign entity with no allegiance to our country. So why would
That's
they have
awesome,
any
Luke Waffen.
Incentive for Americans to prosper?
I just saw that message.
Number four, inflation.
Building a home. Man, you know what? I wanted to build one so badly. But I wanted to build it on my hunting property. There's no city water there. And it was going to take a fucking... It was just not... My wife grew up over in that hill area, and she wanted to have some nicer, finer things in life. And she's a grandma now, and so this place is so easy to get to. Literally, my hunting property, if it snowed, you couldn't get up the driveway. Nope. Park at the bottom, ride the four-wheeler up.
Is it the only reason that grocery prices...
You know, you guys got to come around. I mean... You've got to come to Southeast Oklahoma. It's fucking God's country. And that's why if you don't see me around or I'm out and about, it's just me. I'm at the range. I'm fucking shooting. It's either bow, gun. I'm always doing something. Or I'm fucking reined in a damn flood. Well, and here's the thing. I'm all about a well, but... This property has had several failures before me. I'm confident, but I'm not more confident in myself than the men that were there before me, the generations. I know these men, or I know of them too. And their quality from the salt of the earth men. And they fucking threw their hands up after some failed wells, water wells. And they was like, fuck. It's like, man, come on, just... Fucking run a pipe up here, but there's still so many places around where around here where you go out and there's some places probably like the Hollers. I'm sure a lot of places around the Delta are like that and different areas. I'm sure there's little communities in all the regions that's got them backwoods areas where there's no running water. You use pond water, rain water, or well water and filter it. And, you know, but you still got electricity at least. Why, if I lived in Wyoming, I would be chasing fucking every animal all year. One of these days, if I think I'm good enough, I'll put in for an out-of-state draw. But I did put in for my in-state elk draws just last week. And I have been saving my points up. So I got to put in for three times with three choices. So that's pretty cool. Elk hunting, man.
Prices are insane. SEC filings show Kroger and Walmart making record profits in 2025. Kroger up 8% in 2024. The secret? Well, the secret is price gouging. The 2023 FTC report revealed supply chain excuses mask coordinated hikes. And even on this channel, we followed the whole orchestrated destruction of the U.S. food supply. And these food manufacturing...
My wife would get so pissed before we moved over here. Like now, I just go over there and spend 2-3 weeks. If I get too foul, I'll head up to the old place and not run it through the filters and shower with pond water. I just rinse myself off with pond water. It's not dirty. It doesn't stink or anything. It's cold. I mean, we got a heater. Shit. And then, well, what about the pipes and everything? And I'm like, well, that place is going to be gone anyway.
Companies, these warehouses catching
fire. Oh, you got food plants catching fire. The COVID meat productions, the meat packers were all sick, and then all of them caught fire. How many hundreds of thousands of cattle were murdered because, oh, we had to kill them? Then there was a drought with no fucking hay. And so people whose cows didn't have to get killed, they had to bring them to sell months early. At cattle yards, there were fucking lines of ranchers just waiting to fucking sell what they could to try to not even get a profit, just to lose less. And then chickens this year. Eggs. It's always something. And that's part of the thing, too. Basin Awakened pointed out, there's always something. What are you going to have? How can that even be in a modern era? Right? And like, same with how come our beef goes overseas and we get Brazilian beef? How come our tuna goes to Japan and Asia and we get bullshit tuna? We don't get good big bluefin. You got to go to a market. What's up, Chucky? What's up, GLR's armband? You got to go to a market and buy real good shit for a lot of fucking money. Because the good bluefin tuna?
Fire during the COVID years.
Goes overseas.
Course, all of that is contributing to the cost. And on the topic of deliberate destruction of the food supply, in a report from January 2025, it was documented that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been providing compensation to farmers for losses due to bird flu through its indemnity program.
You know why everyone likes to play the stupid politics game left and right, the two sides of the Jewish coin, and then capitalism, Marxism, same thing, two sides, same Jewish coin, what have you. Well, the egg prices ain't dropping. You fucking killed all the fucking chickens, you dumb fuck. Facebook has turned into a chicken fucking trading media site, basically.
Of early 2020.
Because people are like, I'm fucking getting my own chickens. That's a good thing out of all this. People are getting their own chickens and finding the benefits of having their own eggs. And you get the right amount of chickens, you don't have too many or too less. And if you have a few too many, you can give them to your neighbor. Oh, yeah. I stay stocked on wild game.
25, the total amount paid out for poultry losses related to bird flu exceeds $1.46 billion.
$1.46 billion paid out so far.
Billion. Reuters broke it down to $1.1 billion for the direct loss of birds and eggs destroyed during outbreaks since 2022, and an additional $326 million for prevention and control measures.
Oh, just prevention. I mean, they could get sick.
Such as disposal and biosecurity.
And the fact that you can fucking, you got a better chance of walking into the Pentagon with a pistol than getting on a Tyson's chicken farm. That's fucking crazy in itself, isn't it? You ever been, drove by one? You won't miss it. First, you'll see the big white chicken shacks. Then you'll see tons of red fucking signs and red writing all over these signs. Fucking stay out. Fuck. I mean, like, federal fucking warnings and shit. Because of the science experiments running around there with little legs, giant breasts, broken legs, they live a life of shit. It's fucking awful. Why you should always buy local if you don't have your own meat chickens. Meat chickens are an investment. That's an investment. But like egg chickens are easy, low maintenance.
Enhancements, aka smart machines. So could we ask the question then, finally, are farmers being paid to create a false scarcity? Are they being rewarded and incentivized even? By the way, are they testing pellets?
Oh, you live by a chicken plant. Man, you know, hey, where I live in Indian country, that's how your mentors would scare you straight, right? They'd say, you're going to be like one of these fucking guys out here.
Hell yeah, brother.
Well, Ben, you know it's illegal to fuck your own chickens, or any chicken, lol.
Bruh.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, Chucky. I heard a joke, all right? It's a joke from the great, late and great Captain Spaulding, my brother. He says, he called up another guy and said, did you know that a chicken dies after you fuck it? Well, after the guy stops laughing his ass off, going, what the fuck? That's random. What the fuck? No, of course I didn't know that. He said, well, shit, mine did. That's a good joke for you.
That's a filthy joke. Oh, my God. That's not white power. Fuck off.
Chickens and cardinals for the bird flu. How come only laying hens are affected? Don't you feel like something...
It's like the old South Park episode. You chicken fucker.
Thing isn't adding up here.
But that's real. I saw a fucking picture of a Hebe, a Jew on the street in Israel fucking a chicken on the street corner.
Number three, the dollar is in free fall and the people at the top are popping bottles, drinking champagne. In March, Bloomberg showed that BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and even Iran and other countries, are cutting dollar trades by 30% in 2025, up from 20% in 2023. Reuters reports India trading oil and rupees for $2 billion in 2024. And what's going on behind the scenes? Instead of scrambling, the Fed is scheming. It is the snake that eats its own tail after all. They organize the boom and bust of every economy. Powell's 2024 comments suggest a smooth transition to digital currencies while BRICS hoards gold. Hey, by the way, whatever happened to that Fort Knox gold audit? I guess you can find it where Anthony Weiner's laptop is and where the Epstein files are, too. Anyway, China has reported hoarding 2,300 tons of gold. Russia, 2,300 tons. So BRICS has 20...
And remember, who are the largest buyers of gold the last, what, 4 or 5 years? The same motherfuckers that have all the money in the markets. The hedge funds, the giant banks,
percent of the world's
the Jews.
Stash. Allegedly, okay, and that puts them in a good position when this house of cards collapses. And everyone else, well, if you're not smart about it and you don't plan for the future, you're going to be stuck holding on to monopoly money. Also, I researched and wrote this entire video before the tariff debacle this week. The whole go get your money out of the bank before it's too late, the sky is falling while everyone else panics over their 401k losses. I can definitely see sort of a Great Depression-style scenario where they do the bank runs, you know, like a 100-year anniversary sort of thing. Very esoterically gematria-coded problem-reaction-solution Hegelian dialectic. The whole whoops.
Boy, now that was a fucking mouthful.
We don't have your Federal Reserve notes, but don't worry, it's all...
Oh, yeah, a bank run. So that's the whole thing is like, what if there's a bank run? Remember, It's a Wonderful Life, depression, run on the banks. We don't have your money. I want my fucking money. I put my money in the bank. I want my fucking money. You can't have your money. It's FDIC insured. It's gone.
Bruh.
That's fucking wrong. How do we get here, right? Like, wow, dude, that's fucked up. And they didn't learn their lesson after the Depression. No, because they did it on purpose. When you crash an economy, and that's when you buy. And the people that can fucking run in the red are who buys when shit goes south for all of us regular people just trying to fucking make ends meet. Because when it bounces back, and it always does, they gain. As we get back on our feet, they quadruple their fucking wealth. Generational wealth, too.
Stored digitally, and then it's a hard push towards.
I heard silver's a good way to go.
Digital dollar, which is all BS anyway, right? The Federal Reserve, at its core, anyway, it's always been a digital dollar or a made-up dollar because they create money out of nothing. Just
fact.
Typing on their little keyboards, it's all a scam. It's a grift. It's a tangible unit of energy or time. That's all a Federal Reserve note is. The dollar is this thing which we all have confidence to exchange for goods and services. So we work until retirement.
And remember that one year where it said U.S. Treasury note, like it was ours? Oh, yeah, Kennedy was the president the year before that happened. Oh, yeah, he got killed. That's just another reason they killed him, too. Don't forget about that one.
Or beyond holding up the grift. But I digress, because whenever I start talking that talk, the fragile illusion of our reality begins to break down rather suddenly.
That's a good take. The fragile illusion of our reality.
Number two, student loan debt is a steel trap bolted shut by design. The USA is still drowning in $1.74 trillion.
College is such a scam. It's like anything else. If the government subsidizes something, then the money goes up. It's like the guy who makes the pharmacist who makes those videos and said, you can buy this from me for $320 for this bottle, or your Medicare is going to charge the government $3,000 for the same bottle. You're going to take it no matter what, right?
And dollars of student
schools the same way. Oh, the federal government guarantees these loans? Well, fuck. Tuition, fees, room and board's always been the moneymaker in college. I mean, but now tuition is right there because so many people just want to, hey, man, they fuck us on room and board so crazy, I think I'll just kind of go to the college that's over there and maybe get an apartment with a couple of my buddies, or maybe live at home for a year or two with some extra independence. It's a sham. Meanwhile, that guy who went to weld school is already fucking living in a 4-bedroom home, well on its way to paying it off early. New car, truck, family. He's got it all. And you're... master's degree isn't giving you anything but the ability to win a few arguments only based on the knowledge you're able to glean or the information you're able to fucking pull out of the distorted static and noise from the little bit of signal. Boy, I'm a marble mouth. I'm not a pro.
Loan debt in 2025, according to the Federal Reserve. The feds, the usurers, and the banks are feasting. Interest rates on grad plus loans rose to 7% in 2024, according to the Department of Education, generating $78 billion for lenders, according to Forbes. Sallie Mae's stocks are up 45% since 2022. Meanwhile, the average borrower, the average person, the wagee, eventually pays off their student loans by age 45, with the average...
Boy, what a great investment. By age 45, you could pay off your student loan. At 45, the average parent is about to put their kid in college or already has him in college. About 45, you're probably getting close to thinking about your child going to school or just becoming an adult. And no, I don't believe in just sending your kid out in the wild. I believe in trying your best to fucking create some type of generational wealth. For us low wages, it's just, we got to do it the way we have to. You leave more than what you got, and you do everything you can to leave the most you can, the best opportunity. Obviously, we do that every day of our children's lives, trying to give them the best opportunities. But the Jew with their nose. I mean, just think if we didn't have usury. That's the key to not to strangling the actual power base of your country. The actual earner, the fucking the worker, the man, the citizen. Is you put him into a debt, a death grip, you know, mortgage, every fucking interest rate on everything now. And they have people literally forepaying some fucking dominoes. Listen. You are not ever going to be so hungry that you have to forepay a meal. Go to a fucking church. Shit can happen. I get it. Don't forepay a fucking pizza. That should be illegal, man. I mean, we're not a serious country. You can forepay your fucking food. We're already basically forepaying our life away as a society. But it's like 72 pay. Remember when you bought a car? You want it for 3 years? Man, I don't know if I can handle that payment, man. And then, well, you can pay it out in 5. And in Texas, you can pay it in 6. And now it's like 6, 7, 8 years. A new Jeep Wagoneer is $110,000. It's a Jeep Wagoneer. It's $110,000. Fucking crazy. Yep. And the property taxes, fudge. And they're funding the school. We already had a discussion about the school and the fucking tragedy that public schools have become, because they're not public schools. They're state schools. They're called public, but they're state schools. It's not the same thing. If you think about it, public schools ran by the community, funded by the community, ran by the community, and policed and overseen by the community, a local school board with no unions and no union influence, no state grants holding. Oh, you're not going to get this. Nope. We don't need your grant. We don't need subsidization. We need to school our own children without your money, which comes tied to a curriculum. Demand. You know, you must teach this or this. I remember outcome-based education in the 90s. A student has to meet certain learner outcomes before he can progress. Yeah, it's called, you got a fucking C because you wiped half your ass that day. C work is half-ass. If you put any effort into high school, you can make B's. Really, we all know this. We didn't do our fucking homework, or we didn't do tests well. Most people said, well, I suck at tests, but I did great at homework. Well, you still have a C then. You know what I mean?
Amount borrowed is $38,000. Then interest is accrued every month when it's not paid in full, of course. But when you're 18 and dumb.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Nathan Bedford Forrest. I didn't even think about the lottery scams. Oh, shit. Where's Mary Fallon? That piece of shit.
You don't really get the big picture here, okay? A loan that you take out when you're stupid and 18 years old paid off by age 45. So let's run these numbers. If you take out a $38,000 student loan when you're 18 at a 7% interest rate and aren't able to pay it off until you're 45, which is the average, how much in total are you paying if it takes an average of 18 and a half years to pay this thing off? So that's $38,000 for the initial principal loan amount. And $95,000.
$95,000 in interest.
Oh my damn.
In interest, bringing you to a grand total of $133,000 that you've paid to these people by the time you're 45. The truth is, most people, and I'm not saying all, most people don't need a pretty piece of paper from an indoctrination center. What they need is real-world experience, apprenticeship, family, love, hopes, and dreams. Unless you're a doctor or a lawyer, then you don't need any of that. You need that piece of paper. Otherwise, it's not really worth the hype.
And then the paper itself, now you have, what's the value of this paper and the value of this paper? Like Base in the Wake says, you can do an online university and get a bachelor's for $10,000. And then when the hiring when the hiring process is going through, they look and they have an inherent bias built in about how they feel about online college education versus in person that you have to deal with. It would be cool if you were just hired based on your merit and your level of expertise in your subject matter. You know, my brother outworked men in his field. He worked himself damn near to death. And that's the hard way around it. It's possible. You can outwork the classical education, even in the industry business. You can become an executive without a bachelor's degree or an associate's degree. But that's so fucking rare these days. And not because of how good the degree is. It's because of the importance and the bias placed on it by the employer. Must have this or equivalent experience. If you're telling me that 18 years of experience in a field is not equivalent to a four-year degree and a year on the job, you're fucking retarded. It's like trying to send a lieutenant out without a fucking sergeant, a platoon sergeant, to take care of shit. And then, yeah, throw DEI into the mix and it's just a fucking shit show.
Price tag. Instead of free, they want you bankrupt, submissive, in bleeding money.
And never building wealth. And never building your own wealth. Never climbing up from one level to the next without some monumental joining of their team. To go from down here to up here, you need to get into being on their team. You know, like the Hollywood people.
Arnold. Babylonian debt slavery, indentured servitude for most. Just with a cap, gown, and pretty piece of paper framed with your name on it. And number one, the big one, ready to blow by late 2025. Economists like Noel Rubini, the Dr. Doom who nailed the 2008 recession, are screaming that 2025 will dwarf that meltdown.
But they'll scream it, and here's the thing, the 2008 shit was real. A lot of people lost a lot of money. Even little guys like me lost, like, my TSP. Wasn't much. It was to me. I'm just a fucking poor Okie. White trash. $38,000. I had big plans. I was turning my life around. I was never going to spend that money until I retired. But they designed that, and like every tank and every bust, the wealthy, oh my God, this company lost all this money. Yeah, and they're going to buy. They're protected. They're the ones who are truly protected. And they buy and triple their and quadruple and quintuple their fucking value when it's all said and done with. Just like in COVID. The morning of a lockdown put in place, and all of the big corporations had all of this plexiglass ready to go. The mom and pop stores did not and could not meet these stupid requirements that were fucking illegal or just were not because they had emergency rules placed on them, which is another ball of wax. If there's emergency rules placed on a population, the population should have the right to place their own fucking emergency rules. It's called the Second Amendment. In the face of tyranny, you have your own right.
Leading to a stagflationary debt crisis that shreds absolutely everything in its path. As of yesterday, Friday, April 4th, J.P. Morgan...
Look at this fucking Jew with her fucking collagen-injected lips. You can't hide your demon yenta face. No matter how much work you get done on that fucking thing. The skin of your fucking nose is still halfway down your face.
They actually increased their recession predictions to 60%. After this big reaction to the reciprocal tariffs. I kind of find it funny that everyone is freaking out about the reciprocation, like it's okay for countries, other countries, to charge exorbitant tariffs on the U.S. But we're not allowed to do it back to them. Everyone's screaming that those numbers the other countries are charging aren't correct. But let's say they're not correct, but they're still charging something, aren't they? Seems unfair, I don't know, but okay, go off.
All I know is I'm ready for those penguins on the uninhabited island, the McDonald Islands, to get their checkbook out. I'm actually optimistic American businesses will be prioritized, but you have to have some context on me to...
Oh, God. Allergic Sarah Silverman is one of the most disgusting living creatures. Yeah.
Understand me, I graduated from high school in 2008. Peak recession, and was old enough to witness the Walmart...
She graduated high school in 2008. Well, I just yawned. I'm sorry, that was rude. I was in Mosul, Iraq that year.
Martization of America
fucking year.
When all these small towns were destroyed. Losing family businesses because they couldn't compete with sweatshops and child labor. Before the big tariff bombshell, there was already another housing bubble on the horizon. The average homebuyer spending $406,000 on a single-family home in March of 2024.
Just wrap your head around that. The average homebuyer, first-time homebuyer, has a credit score of 722. Makes $116,000 a year. Is 38. Wow. 35% of them are shit skins. That is not good. Oh, hey. Shit. God damn it.
Hey, internet friends. Grace here. Whether they're... And they're betting you won't fight back during their engineered apocalypse. And they're betting...
Damn it.
Really into the same cast of characters. What to prop up the big shots in the game. You know what? Maybe what I said here wasn't the most uplifting news, but what is uplifting is that more people are paying attention.
It's fucking crazy.
More people are noticing the traps that are being set. More people are noticing the corruption taking place.
No, that 35%, it's and HUD. Remember HUD? You got to be a brownie.
In their country. We're dodging, and we're letting them know what we think of their little game. What do you think, internet friends? You know, I always look forward to reading your comments. Thank you so much for watching. Subscribe.
She's so nice to blackpill the shit out of us. Hi, I'm gonna blackpill you, make you feel miserable about the incoming recession. Just be prepared. We're white people. We need to be prepared. We need to start looking around your house. Start looking and getting non-perishables. We should always be doing that anyway. Maybe a little more focus on it. A little more focus on a go bag with money and ammo. But no, for real, like making sure you have cash on hand. Cash is king. Put your valuables away. Don't put them in a bank. If you got your shit in a safety deposit box at the bank, and they close the doors because of a bank run, and you want to go in and get your diamonds that great grandmother left you, you ain't getting them, man. You're not going to get in the bank. Well, Werewolf Brig 1, my dad taught me about HUD in the 80s. I've told this story a few times. It's one of my funnest things because my dad hated niggers so bad. And it was a cool time in my life where we were going to buy it. We were going to get our first new home. And we were going to these divisions in Yukon, Oklahoma. It's just a suburb of Oklahoma City. It was like 98%, 99.9% white. It was white as fuck back then. And we would go, they would see these houses. And I remember, oh, it's an open house. And you'd go up and there would be this big giant lock on the door. And my mom would say, oh, we can't look at this one. And I'd say, why not? And my dad said, or my mom said, it's a HUD house. So I look at my dad, said, what's a HUD house? He says, a nigger house. And I said, what? And he goes, it's so only niggers can live here, son. They make it so where you have to, only a nigger can move in this neighborhood because they make it so they can afford to live here so you can't get away from them. My dad told me that straight up. Because they can't move into this neighborhood, they buy the home, subsidize it, and make it to where they can live in your neighborhood. In the 80s. And here I was just like, oh, that's a fun fact. Out the other ear it went, man. Damn it, Dad. I'm sorry. I would have been so much better so earlier if I'd listened to my, you know. My dad was one of those people that the folks that are always running their gums on TV hated. You know, they called him uneducated. My dad had a degree, never worked a day in his life in it. He drove a fucking truck, and he had a degree in soil conservation and wildlife management. But in 1970, he went to college like several years after school. He went to night school in the 60s. Yeah. He didn't want to fucking just be a blue-collar guy his whole life. He thought, I'm going to break the chain. Well, damn it. Marriage, kid, got to get a job, drove a truck until he died. And he would be called the uneducated white trash that doesn't know shit, right? They didn't know anything. Those guys knew more about income tax, the way the government works, and how they fucked you over. Truck drivers were the first fucking tinfoil hat wearing InfoWars, if you will. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they had cassette tapes and they fucking traded them. Drinking coffee at the truck stop, man. You want to hear about going exempt on these taxes? You want to hear about the cover up of this? And they had it on cassettes, and some guy would be making his cassette tapes. The government is here to fucking, you know, the government here, they're going to get juju. You know, some guy in his fucking basement smoking cigarettes, like lighting one with the other, fucking just preaching the truth. And that's how the word got out. That's why I don't get fucking scared about. You're only silenced when you allow them to silence you. Just don't shut up. Don't stop naming the Jew. Don't stop pressing these nons. Don't shut up. Don't be polite. And I don't mean that as not having manners to the right people. Don't be polite and not want to, you know, correct somebody in the public because it's not your family that nigger's harassing. Don't go looking for trouble, but finish it. Don't let anyone become a victim on your watch. I'm not asking you to go be some vigilante fucking superhero and save the day. No, but when you're out and about, how many videos do we see? How many people are standing around with their fucking phone while someone's being assaulted by a fucking shit skin? You can't even come up with a number because you've seen too many. You can't even comprehend. Wow. I see it 55 times a day on Telegram. The American boon was silenced. And George Lincoln Rockwell was silenced. Charles Lindbergh was silenced. I mean, they murdered his kid. Men who do try to transcend all of these little bullshit fucking subcultural belief systems that are designed by men, orchestrated by men, indoctrinated and policed by men, do nothing for the white man and the white race. We need, you know, we're not going to sit around and look for them. We have to keep doing what we do. It's going to organically happen. Someone will transcend and create a fucking focused laser beam of message and signal. And not noise and distortion. And I have faith that that's going to happen. And I can smile because it always happens. And it will happen again. And we don't have to cry about it. And we don't need to force it on someone who is not ready or prepared or unwilling. It needs to happen organically. Those people will lay aside differences to follow a voice of unity. It happens throughout history, throughout the sphere of every movement. And it'll happen for us again. That guy is out there, I believe, right now. It could be a chatter that's watching some normie show and is just sick of it. And he's got a fucking brain and a heart and a mouth and a communication level and an air about him. And everywhere he ever went, he was elected the captain of everything he was ever part of without ever asking to be. Reluctantly, the reluctant fucking general. The reluctant general is the general you always want to follow. Because he will lead you from the front. I think about that kind of shit all the time when I see people just arguing and fighting and wasting their valuable time. Your time, which I am so grateful for you spending it with me, you can't get back. The minute that just left is never coming back to you. And the one up next, up ahead, isn't promised either. You live in the moment. Your time is so valuable. What you do with it is harmful if you waste it. Spinning your wheels, rocking your arms side to side, that's what all that shit does. Arguing over which man wrote a book or how he taught you to pray or practice whatever faith you may believe. It's crossing your arms when you're trying to sprint. Takes your weight and transfers your energy left and right and keeps you from going forward and generating your energy in a forward path, straight forward with no waste. As you sling your arms, and you can actually stand up if you're watching on the TV and put your arms, just stand up straight and swing your arms to the side, and you'll see your body's not going to swing. And then start bringing them across your face like people who just run, but they don't really know how to run, and your hips start moving. Now think of the energy and the time that you spend and the things that we do and how much time we waste and how much of that energy is wasted just on bullshit left and right. That's distortion and it's noise, and we need our signal, the light at the end of the tunnel, right? You don't want to come around the curb and kiss the fucking wall. You want to stay in the groove. A racing fucking analogy. Come on. And like I said, I'm no thought leader. I'm no fucking white supremo extraordinaire. I'm a fucking guy that has the time, the energy, and passion to fucking run my mouth and talk some shit, go over some shit. Sometimes I say things from my heart and they're meaningful, and sometimes I'm pissed off when I call a guy a faggot, and I move on. But I love my race. It does break my heart to see mouthpieces just spitting divisive poison, right? Not one, a clan, a crew. Everyone's got their own opinions, and that's great. We have to have that. Just like the Jew has his, all of the diversity of strategies is a great thing. A true leader could also transcend your diversity and says, yep, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this. Boom, boom, boom. We all have the same united goal and message. Wham, here we go. You've got your strategy of how you're doing this. You're doing it this way. Boom, boom, boom. Stay in touch. You guys are great. I'm out here fucking taking shots from the big dogs. Those guys are out there. But just a bunch of packs of dogs yelling at each other around a dinner table about who's fucking knows how to cook a steak better. That's fucking garbage. And that's what X spaces are lately. They're garbage. They're a waste of time. I get all my notifications and I'm like out. I was cutting a tree up. My phone vibrated and I was like, man, it kept vibrating. And it's like middle of the day and everybody was in a fucking X space calling each other's religion stupid. Boy, you guys are so smart with your fucking time. You're fucking wasting your time. Because if you understand anything about true faith, then which you obviously don't, then you would know that you can't talk that out of a man's heart. You can't, like I said when I started the stream, you can never tell me that you can't talk me out of having faith that my son is going to do something great. And yes, that faith can be for anything. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. You know, you're going to see people just shit all over each other. But just remember that you know the difference between religion and faith because you're not a fucking moron. And you just took a couple minutes, looked into this thing like the 88 precepts. And you knew that that kind of stuff is so divisive and so detrimental to ending white genocide and getting out a message of pro-white love, hope, of family building, of community building. That's what I love out of activists. When I see people talking about family, community, shit, give me more of that every day and twice on Sunday. Sign me up. Where am I at? I love it. I'll throw some flyers for it every day. I'm not going to spend a minute of my time with anybody who spends their time calling other white men names because they don't believe in some God that they believe in. Vice versa. It's fucking retarded and gay. And I'm a 50-year-old man, and I have earned the fucking right to call you all a bunch of faggots for doing it. If it's you, or if it's you, or if it's you, I'm talking to you. That's right. You know you're in there calling each other names. So if you're wondering if I'm talking about, if he's talking about me, I probably am, motherfucker. Don't waste your time. Don't waste other people's time because they probably, they're hearing the same fucking thing for 8 hours a day. It's disgusting. I love you guys. My name is Ben Tanklin. I name the Jew, and you should too. White fucking power. I'll see you tomorrow night for some Tank Talk Tuesday. I've been told that I talk too fucking much. I love you guys. Name the Jew. Stay away from niggers. Avoid the groid. Check out all the other streams on Goyim TV. Check out all your favorite people, wherever they are. Tell them to come over. Just a platform. It's a platform. This is a platform, not a movement. I stream on this platform. White power.